following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
How about that Billy Preston jam, Maz?
The Fifth Beatle.
Exactly.
I like ML Elric's intro.
Soul of Detroit.
I like the way he says ML Elric.
What show Walter likes the most.
That's what I mean, Walter.
Jeez.
He's got his own unique style. I don't think there's any network that has voice talent like Walter.
He's a rarity.
I'm aware of.
A rarity.
We are in the dealsinthed.com studios. What's popping, everybody? It's the Wednesday Drew and Mike program.
Did your bank show what?
And the patio is now open to Mesa Tacos and Tequila. Mesa Tacos and Tequila on Main Street in Royal Oak is one of the largest and best patios in the city with both outdoor and indoor seating. And also enjoy the Mexican fusion delicacies. I don't even know what that is. What's a Mexican fusion delicacy?
It's like a mix.
It's fused.
Fused with other stuff.
With other styles.
Like the burger.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Great example, Tom.
Handcrafted cocktails and fresh squeezed margaritas while basking in the warm sunshine and fresh air. How cool is that?
I love the Drew and Mike Show.
I love the bask.
150 tequilas, 35-foot screen, largest for sports you'll ever see, and 10% discount if you mention Drew and Mike at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas in the heart of downtown Royal Oak.
Are they going to have the NBA draft lottery on tonight?
Good question. I think they'll have the Tigers game on tonight.
You got to get the draft lottery on first, then the Tigers.
I don't know. I think the Tigers would.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not sure what
the Astros.
I think they go local. That's my guess. We could call and find out, and somebody go, ooh.
What's the draft lottery?
So I have a question. This is, maybe this is a stupid question.
Already?
I was just reading about the assistant USC coach, the assistant rowing coach. Who would ever think the assistant rowing coach could do something that would put her in prison for 2.5 years? I mean, isn't it just kind of comical?
The rowing coach has gotten
a lot. Coach.
They've gotten a lot of action lately between, what's her name, that's going to jail for the fake.
Aunt Becky?
Yeah, Aunt Becky's going to jail. Didn't she have something to do with the rowing coach?
And, yeah.
Yeah, the rowing's getting, it's hot, I guess. Every time I come, I produce a quote.
The assistant rowing coach going to prison for 2.5 years. I mean,
wait,
strange?
Is this part of the college thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. They accepted a bribe.
Oh, no, I know. But I mean, just who would think that anyone would bribe using the assistant rowing coach?
That's
I mean,
genius behind it, Drew.
It is. No, it's absolutely genius. It's like, how could she turn the money down? How could she? I'm the assistant rowing coach?
Hey, I think you're going to need a bigger boat.
You didn't think you'd get caught, did you?
Yeah. No, you didn't think you'd get caught. But we caught you. Pretty good one. And
I got to admit, I probably would have taken it, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though.
I think it'd be hard not to take the money. Your assistant rowing coach.
Yeah. Who's going
to
catch
a ton of money.
No one's catching
it.
Yeah.
Who cares about the rowing program?
Nobody.
They don't even know these names in the admissions office because it's the rowing team.
Exactly.
It's just a money pit.
I don't know about that.
There's got to be another sport that you can go. What's the next sport that they go after? Equestrian? Is there an equestrian team?
Yeah, you can put a head on somebody on a horse.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
Maz,
I thought you were better than that, Tom. I thought I wouldn't take the money.
Jill and Rick wants to know if you paid for that shirt. Maz is wearing a Drew and Mike shirt. Nice Adidas shirt.
This is my Tuesday fare. I have this and I have the maroon one.
So the answer is no, then.
I think it was given to me by you guys.
No.
I want to thank you for that.
I don't remember. I don't recall giving those shirts. I think those are expensive.
I mean, they are.
I think I paid. Can you look back? You have the files?
Ryan wants to know if you ever masturbated to Joy Behar.
Joy Behar. Yeah, I like Joy. Yeah, I probably whacked it.
It might be your wheelhouse.
She's got nice boobies.
I'm ashamed to say this topic came up in the pre-show because Barbara Eden came up and Maz.
I brought her up.
You did?
I don't know why I brought her up.
And I showed Maz a picture of her in 2014 at the age of 80, and I think Maz was still interested, quite interested.
Well, she'll always be Jeannie.
I dream of Jeannie oh my God.
But she looked hot in that 80-year-old picture.
She's hot, man.
I know. At 80.
She's aged now, obviously. You know?
She looked pretty good in that picture.
She had a good run. Tony Nelson and her. Roger Healy wanted a piece of that.
How could he not?
Yeah. Even Dr. Bellows wanted a piece, I think.
Dr. Bellows.
On The Bachelor, did you notice one of the bachelors, who's a pilot, looks like Major Nelson?
Yeah, he did look like Major Nelson. There was a pilot from Ann Arbor on The Bachelor, and there's another pilot who wore his uniform.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even though his office is 30,000 feet above him?
Yeah.
I know. He shouldn't have been wearing the uniform that far from the office. Actually, you know, if you want to go to like the 1 hour and 10 minute mark of The Bachelor, there was an ugly. What happened to Brandon in The Bachelor?
I know he used to love the show. Now he loathes
Brandon,
it.
Brandon, you got to get back into it. I think it'll make you happier.
No, the chick they have.
It's
I'm
so
not
bad.
Even
it's good.
Interested in.
I know, but the guys are funny. No. They are so corny.
That's sexist of you. Because if it was The Bachelor, you'd love it.
I'm changing the name.
How far? I'm sorry.
111.
Hour 9:45, hour 10. I'm calling the show The Douchelorette now.
Oh, okay.
I could not believe what a pile of douches. Patty P. pointing out Jake Pavelka.
Hey, douchebag.
That's Jake, yeah.
He had the 37,000-foot office.
What a dork.
Look, Gordy Mayer wants to know if I'm working the St. Joan Fair this weekend. Yes, Gordy, I'll be there.
Wait.
You had to fit that
who
in.
Said that?
That was not what he
Gordy
asked.
Gordy Mayer?
He asked if you were doing the auction.
Yeah, I am.
That's not the fair.
It's the 50-50 auction at the St. John's
Fair.
Shame
we had to bleep it.
It's a fun time.
It can't be that serious if you didn't ask me to donate anything.
I'm calling bingo on Sunday. Come and play bingo. I call bingo on Sunday from 1 to 5.
I don't know why I'm exploring this topic.
You don't want to come play bingo? You and Tess?
No, I don't want to play bingo.
All right.
Who cares?
You want to hit the Bachelor. This is there's a guy.
Stop bleeping my shit.
Some further investigating to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, there's a guy who has a girlfriend.
I want to see if he has the nerve to show up tonight.
Oh, former bachelorettes who were
hiding out
in the truck looking for a guy who has a girlfriend who they believe is on the show.
Was that the biggest pair you've
scripted drama?
It was nice.
This is the box guy.
Oh my God, no.
Well, I sell packaging for a living. That's why I jumped out of a box.
Okay.
So I sell boxes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I design. I can make any type of box. Like,
okay.
Yeah, anything, any size.
Okay,
yeah.
You better make some boxes,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, let's ship people away.
Yeah.
Tell me a bunch of these people.
Yeah.
Oh, what's in the box?
Not my type, for sure. Oh,
so good to talk to you.
But he's not the guy with the girlfriend. How are you?
He's a douche.
So good. How are you?
I'm good. I got my
Major
wings.
Healy.
Wait, what? How far in are we?
Man, huh? You said an hour.
Hour 10?
Isn't this an hour 10? It's coming up. 111, actually, I'm pretty sure.
No!
Is it 111?
It's 110 right here.
Okay.
Nice wearing your uniform, dork.
Hey, he tried, man.
You know, I'm not even sure he got picked.
He did.
I mean, how embarrassing to wear. He did get picked?
Yeah, he moved
okay.
on.
How are you, Scott?
I'm good. There he
How
is.
Good.
How's your evening?
By the way, I think there were some affirmative action picks.
There's no question. It's better
now. Some guys. Oh, she actually chose some white guys.
No, some guys were left behind.
Kind of took my breath.
White guys. She left white guys behind.
He did.
Oh
they
my
did.
God. That's him. That's the guy with the girlfriend.
So I'm here to find a life partner.
I'm here to be find the
first
one.
First of all,
for
he's
me.
A huge asshole.
I think you are too.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
And busted, so buddy. I love interior design. I think it'd be awesome to like kind of map out our dream home.
Yeah, oh. I did interior design.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm just trying to get a feel of, like, you know, what you like.
Okay.
Let's go to the kitchen first.
I like modern kitchens with rustic undertones. So
I'm going to fuck you in this room. I'm going to fuck you in this room.
I like luxury stuff. I'm from Chicago, so I live in the city right now. I live in like a high-rise building.
Douche.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Chicago?
I haven't, no.
What? You haven't been?
No.
You gotta come visit me.
I know. I'm
okay.
Dancing.
He said he likes
oh
luxury
my God,
things.
What a douche.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, it's a woman.
What's up, fellas? I was looking for Hannah. She's in the house somewhere.
That's John Paul okay. Jones right there, by the way, speaking of the douche.
I guess it must have been
his
something
name is John Paul
serious.
Jones.
Oh, Lord.
It's like a surfer.
Is he named after
yeah,
the
nice
bassist?
To
he likes to go by his, no. He goes right. by his full name, by the way.
All right, enough.
Yeah,
come with me. How you doing?
I'm doing good, I think. I mean, I feel like I'm doing good.
Oh my God,
am I
Harrison.
Doing good?
Maz wanted to watch the beginning of the show, by the way. They're set the season up. I tried to speed ahead, and he insisted he needed the setup.
I need the scene setter.
I thought you weren't interested in this one where it's all dudes. You just...
I'm getting a kick out of it.
I'd prefer the one that's all chicks.
Yeah, I like looking at chicks, of course.
This chick's not even hot.
Yes, she is.
I don't think she's that hot either. Heads up.
Have all of you guys talked to Hannah already?
Yeah, I think we just hit it off. I actually like planned out like a dream home with her. We kind of picked out some different pictures and stuff.
She's an interior designer, right?
So I know. Like, I knew that she was into that kind of thing.
Didn't know.
I read messages between the girlfriend and her friends of her talking about how they saw each other Monday before he came. He told her they're going to be together whenever this is all over, and they're going to go on a trip together.
I thought my time with Hannah was awesome. My intentions is to be with her long term. I mean, I guess it hasn't totally set in that she could be my wife. However, I totally think that she could be.
So do we have any intel on Hannah? She's been gone for a while now.
Here she comes.
Hey, there's our girl.
He has no clue. In.
Hey, Scott. We need to talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Wait, so he has a girlfriend or just got
one at home? Yeah.
Listen to him try to weasel out of it.
She just posted 2 days ago.
It's clearly they're in an open relationship.
Absolutely. That's how he's trying to spin it.
Oh, man. This isn't good for Scott.
Is that a good let's talk?
Nah, probably not.
No?
I would not want to be him right now. Oh, man.
By the way, I'm done with Hannah based on how she handles this.
He would not be my first choice.
Oh, commercials. Yeah, you got to go through commercials.
What a cliffhanger.
I'm so done with her because I would never want to be the other guy on the receiving end of this conversation. I mean, not that I would do what this guy did.
I can't wait to see how he handles this reaction.
Can't wait.
They're going to reset it, Mark, so keep going past the reset.
He tries to weasel his way out of it, of course, like any guy.
Here comes the reset.
Does he have a point, though?
Not really.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I don't
think you're nervous.
Yeah.
Coming in today. Uh-huh. It might be, because...
Doesn't she want the dream house?
You have a girlfriend.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Okay. Well, I've heard that you do have a girlfriend.
Okay.
That you talked to her on Monday. So I just, like, want
break
to
it up.
Understand why these things would be said about you. Exactly why you're here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that the reason why you've heard that is I have, like, dated this girl... And I was nervous coming into it, yeah, like everybody else was, but I'm not here for, like, the reason I'm here is for you. I came here to get a long-term relationship with someone who I can be partnered with going forward. And, like, the fact that I had dated a girl before...
Like on Monday?
Like on Monday, no.
Did you talk to her on Monday?
She messaged me on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, but
what's he supposed to do? Ignore
mean,
it?
Like,
just change his answer.
Okay. The first thing you said to me was that you were so serious about this, and I'm.
I am serious. That's why I'm here. I wouldn't like come here to fake all this stuff.
Yeah.
Everything that I'm saying to you has been honest and real up to this point. If I felt like there was
up
an
to this point.
Yeah.
This is...
Well, I just met you, so like I had no idea.
Here's a point
how
there.
Was gonna go. I had no idea.
So
and,
you just
like,
kept
he picks
your
up points
back
here.
At him,
listen,
to be safe.
He comes back strong at her.
I can understand how it would come off that way.
Strong comeback coming up.
That's
heads up.
Not why.
But your girlfriend still thinks that.
But we're not. She's not my girlfriend.
She's not together because you're here.
Yeah, so they're broken up.
But your girlfriend thinks that you're coming back for her after all this is done. And, like, that's not okay. There's 29 other guys in there that I'm hoping are here.
Pick him and he won't go back to her.
And don't have other girls just waiting at home if this doesn't work out. And you're here.
Hang on, Brandon.
And taking up so much time. It's not fair to me. It's definitely not fair to that girl who thinks that she's your girlfriend back at home.
You don't know her.
You're not here for what I'm wanting, then it's your chance to leave.
Not there for the right reason.
And
I mean, do you want me to leave?
I want answers right now.
Well, I'm telling you, I was dating a girl before I got on the show up until Monday, if you want me to be completely honest. Yes, up until Monday.
Yeah.
If that bothers you, I'm sorry, but do I think that this is someone who I'm going to marry long term? No, I don't.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty simple.
I've dated other girls in the past.
You know what the end of this is? It's an engagement.
I understand that.
So on Monday, you were just in a relationship with
he's
somebody
not
else.
We're
it's
never
over.
Like serious boyfriend and girlfriend. Like,
okay, what you think of as like being serious about somebody is very different than what I think being serious about somebody is. Let me talk.
I am.
No, let me talk. You were about to.
See, I'm so done with her. I don't like what he did, but I'm done with her.
Wait, let me talk. You didn't say anything.
How is that being
Hannah,
serious
honestly,
about
if you want to get this upset with me, it's totally fine. But I could also say that you just dated Colton for the last, like,
bingo!
2 months, 3 months. Like, you were just madly in love with him. And then all of a sudden, now that this He's is, right. like, the same exact thing.
It's not the same exact thing.
It's pretty similar. I wouldn't say it's
Except
the same
you got
thing,
dumped.
But it's similar.
You
I'm starting to like this guy.
He dumped her. You got dumped.
At all.
I told you he'd make a
you
good comeback.
You have another girl at home that you still have on the line, and that is... And so, you know what?
I still hate you.
I'm done with this. Nice There's no reason back. For you to be here if you're not serious.
Get out of here.
Said he was
I'm
serious.
I'm telling you, I have been here.
No,
here.
You haven't, dude. Like, if that's what you think is serious, then, like, Stupid you have bitch. A lot to get ready for before you're ready for any type of engagement.
Oh, my God. He doesn't need a lecture.
I know exactly.
I'm around. You're hurt right now. Okay.
So, let's...
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah, I do. So.
The most insincere apology.
Yeah, I do.
He still has his drink. Oh,
I'm done with her. Look what bitch she is. Watch this.
I'm walking past the guys now.
One more time.
Now he's going to dump his drink. Yeah.
Drink. Come on.
See ya.
Nice no, come on.
I'm coming. Oh, shut up.
Shut up. You're such a beast. Oh, this is a blessing in disguise.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
What about that dream home?
Good luck tonight. Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck. Get to Stephen Scott.
Has any relationship ever worked with you? No!
He's right next to the van.
He's right next to the van. They're in the van watching.
They should have beeped at him.
Hey.
Hey.
I love
how serious everyone
Scott,
is.
Scott.
No, they
he
get
had a
lecture.
Back home. The first thing I said when I got here was my greatest fear was somebody was going to be here that wasn't going to be real. And wasn't here the right reasons for me.
Slut.
And it's already happened. So if there's anybody else that has something else
oh,
back
home, you.
Please leave now because that's so disheartening and so disrespectful to me and to everybody else here that's here for this for real. So
Hashtag
like
slut.
Anybody?
See ya. Look at him, they're so scared.
10 of those guys are going bye-bye in an hour.
That was totally ridiculous.
They don't need a lecture.
Why? Yeah, they don't
stop lecturing everybody.
Where's Harrison?
It's one less dong in the room. They're happy. They don't need a yeah.
I hate it when they act they're just she's in a power position. It's not fair.
Hey, hashtag
they can't
me
say
too.
Anything. They're competing with 29 guys.
The game's over.
They can't say, look, you're being a little heavy-handed, bitch.
He's totally right, though. She just got off the Bachelor.
She was in love with him.
That's just manufactured.
On national TV.
He was an a-hole to boot, but, you know, understood. He had a great comeback.
He
almost made it.
Oh,
he
was a dick. Brilliant comeback.
Almost made it.
Wow. I'm done with her. Wouldn't that be great if, like, how many guys are on this show?
30.
If 28 of them got, oh, God, I'm not dealing with you, honey.
I know.
There's just one guy left.
I think at least two guys should have walked out if they had any balls.
Where's the power of the crowd?
She's not hot.
When she told him to hurry up. No, she's not hot.
Yeah,
well,
she is.
I mean,
she's attractive. She's not bachelorette TV attractive. She's not hot enough for that show.
She's
you guys
not.
Are crazy.
I'm going to say that show's over.
You guys are crazy.
By hiring her.
She's crazy.
She's all yours, Tom.
Okay, thank you.
You can have her.
The show made a huge mistake.
And
she's
picking
a beast.
Yeah.
They show a highlight of the season to come. You know, they do the 5 minutes at the end, which is pretty funny usually. And there's one where she's lecturing, like, the 10 guys left.
Oh, that highlight, though.
Sort of saying that, you know, here's what all of you guys are doing wrong.
Ugh,
it's like, no, bitch.
God, why would anyone want to go on that show?
I just love that the guy wanted to win the argument more than he wanted to stay on the show. I thought that was cool.
Well,
you got to respect him for that.
Still got his dream house, too.
Personally, totally respect
that. I just think that's a bunch of manufactured mumbo-jumbo.
What?
Otherwise, they wouldn't have all the people in the van ready to get, you know, tell on him and
no,
stuff.
No, that's not manufactured.
Manufactured.
He has a girlfriend, he's got a high-rise in Chicago, and he doesn't need her.
He got enough
he won the
screen
argument.
Time where he can show up on The Bachelor in Paradise. These people, they just...
How many,
how many guys
would go through all the work of creating
a
dream house for someone if they knew they were going to be right off the show?
Good news is maybe he can make it on the the Jesse Palmer one, The Proposal. Is that still around?
Oh, what happened to The Proposal? The
Proposal still around?
No, it's some of the most brilliant television I've ever seen.
It was great. It was a great season.
So was that one with the lights.
How do you feel about dating an amputee?
I love that show.
What was that show called?
God, that was a great show. I love that show.
Yeah.
As far as The Bachelorette, though, The Douchelorette, rather, they definitely have affirmative action for the black candidates because they're trying to make the group as diverse as possible. And I think that the rule is, look, you have to take three black guys unless they masturbate on the first show.
Exactly.
Unless they openly masturbate and it makes the TV cut. You have to take three black guys.
You have to.
No, I don't know. She's from Tuscaloosa.
You know what? She didn't take.
Grandma's going to like that.
She didn't take the guy that had a family. His mom, dad, and brother were deaf.
Well, I don't think she wants a deaf kid.
She turned him down. But he spoke beautifully.
His sister's deaf, too.
Yeah,
so
he spoke beautifully. But she didn't want the deaf gene.
No, he's not deaf. She didn't want the deaf gene. I'm convinced of it.
Okay, so that's what he went.
I'm not judging anyone. I'm just saying that's what I think she thinks.
Did she?
He was a great guy, and she totally knocked him out.
He was a good guy.
Did she keep the any black guys?
Yeah, she kept three.
At least three.
They didn't beat off.
She's basically a disaster.
I hope she takes one of them home.
She won't. They have no chance.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. Well, when you look at the season ahead, it didn't seem like the black guys were playing a big role.
Oh,
just
man.
Saying.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice that I could
have. Have they ever had a black bachelor or bachelorette? I know the one girl made it really far.
Yeah, the one girl, that super hot girl.
She was the bachelorette?
Yeah, she was the bachelorette. Hmm. She picked a white guy.
That's Kevin Durant's ex, right?
Is it Kevin Durant?
I think they dated in college.
Really?
Yeah, she was really hot.
She was gorgeous.
A lawyer or
something? She was nice, too. I thought she was cool. I think she did take the Asian American guy.
She took the Asian American guy.
She did?
The one on this one, Miss Alabama.
Oh, yeah, she did. You're right.
He got an original role.
Well, he didn't beat off either.
He was a pilot, too.
Captain Sum Ting Wong.
That's what he got, Brandon. I can't believe there was a third pilot on that episode. It's great.
Everyone's a pilot nowadays.
I know. I can't believe the guy with
Clark
the uniform.
Would be offended.
He would have been so pissed that guy wore uniform.
Yeah, even though he used worn his.
Absolutely.
No, one of my favorite movies was about pilots. Now You See Him. What is that? Now You See Him. It's with Leo DiCaprio.
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, he wasn't a real pilot, though.
I know. I thought it was great. What a great movie.
Now You See Him.
Christopher Walken as his dad, putting a watch up his ass.
That was Pulp Fiction.
Wait, that was
combining a whole bunch
of movies.
That
wasn't Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, it was.
No, that was Travolta and
Pulp Fiction. That's what
I was thinking of. Pulp Fiction.
I know, but
and De Niro was his dad, right?
Exactly.
And yelled at him because he could have the TV on.
Circle of Trust.
Warm.
Absolutely.
Circle of Trust.
I love that movie. What a great
not going.
What the hell you say?
There's
not.
Leo.
Not Skipper's old stuff and it doesn't fit. I'm staying home.
This is the movie.
That's it.
All back in it. That's all you're going to do. Now get out of here.
Look.
Shut your pie hole. You look fine.
You look like an idiot.
You act like an idiot. You look fine.
Hey, you said you'd get me a new uniform.
I said I tried to get you a new uniform. Besides, this one is new. It's new to you.
Oh, look at the sleeves. Look at them. Now I ain't them
to my piss and moan. All you can do is piss and moan.
Yeah, piss and moan. I know you're all jazzed up in new stuff.
They didn't have secondhand uniforms in my size.
So good.
You have secondhand uniforms in my size. I love that.
What are you going to do? What's he supposed to do?
What can he possibly do? That's good. You're laying on your side or on your stomach. Those are your only choices.
You're going to take it doggy style. That's it.
You can get a doggy style. You can get laying on your side. Those are your only choices.
Wasn't that Sam and Claire from the anniversary about a month ago?
Remind you of your childhood?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was with...
nothing pretty about old people f***ing.
What's the blonde chick in that movie?
Ellen Barkin.
God, she's so pretty. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Ellen Barkin? Now, that's Maz. You must have pounded off to her.
Yeah, I did.
I don't agree. I don't know. I never liked Ellen Barkin.
What?
What?
She was slutty hot.
Really? Ellen Barkin, what?
She was slutty hot.
What do you
she was
like
slutty
about
hot.
That?
Because I guess I must have seen her only when she was in her 80s and 90s, which...
She hasn't gotten the 80s, 90s.
Wait, she's like 60 now.
She's 65.
She was like in her late 30s
20 years ago.
I'm just saying, the things that I saw her in most recently, I just...
All right, go to Mr. I'm going to Mr.
Well, if you looked at something in 2015, she's older.
Get me barking.
Look at the banner on Skin is two chicks banging. Skin, and he had a Mother's Day special.
Ellen Barkin's got to have some great nudity on Skin. Got to.
Yes, I mean.
Okay, she's 65.
Well, Mother's Day, right? You had to have Mother's Day Skin.
Yeah.
Ellen.
You
probably got Shelley Winters in there from when she was Ma Parker on Batman.
What? She's all yours, too.
What the hell
joking.
Are you talking?
I was joking.
Bring up Mr. Skin, some Ellen Barkin.
I'm looking at it right now.
Well, what, nobody else Siesta? Can see it, though.
I got pictures right here.
That's not Skin.
Sea of Love. What?
There you go. Sea of Love. Sea of Love. But that doesn't that's have... Pacino, I think.
Yeah, gross. I'll see Pacino.
Look at her in that pink dress. She looks great. That picture right there, Brandon, blow that up. Blow it up.
Heh.
What's wrong with that picture?
She looks beautiful there.
Fine. I don't know. She's just not me.
Ageist.
What do you not like about her? Because she's not 20?
Because the most recent work that I saw her in, I thought she was terrible.
She was 65.
Okay. Don't like her.
Next thing you're going to tell me you don't like Helen Mirren.
I'm really...
Ooh, Helen Mirren's great.
Helen Mirren does it for me.
On Ellen Barkin.
No way.
I'll fight you for Helen Mirren.
I'll fight you, too.
Especially in Caligula.
She's in Caligula? Caligula?
Shows her bush, yeah.
What?
Yeah, you
didn't
it?
Like
bring
bush.
That up, Brandon?
Here it is. It's playing right now.
I can't see that
That's
screen.
What I saw her from the new normal.
You'll love this. I had a class in college, and they showed us the movie Caligula.
Nice.
The Penthouse-produced movie Caligula. It was my Roman art and architecture class.
I would have passed that
Do you
class.
Think I had to fulfill an elective?
That's sweet.
I don't remember anything from it, but we watched Caligula.
You heard a rumor that that's what they showed, right? That why you took it?
Maybe. There's her boobs. She looks pretty good.
Oh, she had amazing
there.
Boobs.
Look at that, Tommy. Are you going to go Caligula. Beat off now, Tom?
What year was Caligula?
79.
All right, I'll be right back.
Helen Mirren.
I'll be right back.
Helen Mirren at 60 looked pretty sexy.
Dude, huge rash.
She's like, well, she's really getting up there now.
So?
I know, but her face looks like 78. So. Her body looks
nice
really
argument.
Good.
Tom's defense. So?
So?
Zot Ford and Holly is conducting a unique VIP Key for Key event. During this event, you can exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 2019 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket. Also, their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zot Ford's manager has been authorized to assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. This event will feature a straight VIP key for key exchange. You give Zot Ford the keys to your current vehicle. They will give you the keys to a brand new 2019 Ford. No hassles, no gimmicks, no shenanigans. Just go see Maz.
You got to give them back, though. We'll give you the keys, but you got to give them back.
What?
Huh? Nothing. I was just joking.
Oh, okay. You might want to see Gary.
I will. See Gary.
His personal
I had a couple of more Gary situations this week, except with two different people.
Did Gary figure up the deal for you?
No, Gary didn't figure up the deal, but a guy came in and asked for...
Gary?
Didn't ask for me.
What?
Ooh. Wound up buying a car from Austin.
Then what?
And then
Austin's in the mix now with our audience?
Then Austin brings him over to introduce him to me at the end of the day.
Did you sign an autograph?
No, I helped him close out his lease.
Did you get a bird dog?
No. The guy, you know what he tells me? Hey, you got a great Maz. I love your day. The guys are really hard on you. Tell them to lay off your lot. Hey, I love you, man. God bless you. Meanwhile, the guy just
After
fucking bought a car
you?
From the 2-2 salesman over from me.
Yeah, but you didn't have to do any work.
I didn't get paid, though. And then another
guy.
You
would have waived your commission anyway.
I would have. And then another guy came in. I worked with him twice already. He just comes in and he looks at cars. He doesn't buy anything. But all of a sudden, I see him walking around with one of the young sales guys.
What?
I'm like, he's like, hey, Maz. I'm like, hey, Max, how you doing?
Are you okay?
What are you
Did you
doing
sign
here?
An autograph for
I said,
him?
What are you doing here? He's like, oh, my car's in service. I'm like, are you working with Kyle? He's like, yeah. I'm like,
Wait,
what
his
the
car?
I'm like, that what? What are you? You're working with Kyle?
What's wrong with Kyle?
Man, it's amazing. The customer is always wrong. It's unbelievable.
What the fuck? What happened to me? What happened to
you mean
me?
His new car he bought from Kyle was in service?
Yeah, no.
Customer's always wrong.
He had his other car in service, but he's looking at new cars with Kyle, although he's looked twice with me already.
What?
Yes.
Did Kyle show him cars you refused to show him?
No. Kyle's this great kid. So's Austin.
Does Kyle get back to him quicker?
I got no problem with it. I just don't
get it. Like it.
When they're done, then they come over to me. What the fuck? When you go rob the bank, you don't go to the police. You know, you get the hell out.
Wait, so you would have stopped the sale? Because you're the police?
No, that's not. All right, maybe I'm using the wrong term.
Pretty odd analogy.
It is incredible.
Give me another analogy that works with someone buying.
The customer's always wrong.
It is. The customer's always wrong.
From you, the customer's wrong.
They are wrong.
And, you know, we had Katie, and granted, you didn't get back to her, but she could have sent two or three more emails until you noticed.
Absolutely. I've gotten.
She could have put off her new car for another couple weeks.
She could have waited. She
absolutely.
Anyway, you know how many freaking emails I get now that says, Maz, don't ghost me like Katie? It's like on almost every email.
And then do you reply?
Thanks for being a professional customer. Know what the hell you're talking about.
That's not what I do.
What? Well, probably Katie probably helps you get back to people faster.
She does. She did. She taught me a lesson, a valuable lesson.
The customer can
sounds like she's
can
the
be
boss
a little bit right.
The customer might be right once in a while.
You stupid idiot. Get the out of here.
Oh, no. Not Katie.
Let's not act like we're 3 years old here. If you're going to state a sentence, don't just state a blanket sentence. Be real specific.
No wonder he went to Kyle.
And Austin.
I don't want to hear any word out of your mouth unless it's, I want to pay by cash, check, or charge.
Hey, they did
pretty
well.
That's what's going on inside Tom's head. He's dealing with the customer.
Christ.
They had a pretty successful business there.
Good. Oh, Turf Team?
Yeah.
They were great.
I mean, they had lots of customers.
I mean, they made a lot of money.
They did. For years after people wanted them, they still paid them. The four shows on the Red Shovel Network continue to grow thanks to you, our loyal listeners. We're approaching a combined 900,000 downloads a week after starting at zero 3 years ago. Last week was off. I was trying to figure out what was going on last week.
Easter.
Yeah, it was around
Mother's
that.
Day. I meant Mother's Day. That's what I mean.
Why would people not
listen? They take a week off?
Well, you need to,
it wasn't
to prep
dramatic.
For Mother's Day.
It was just
probably.
It was weird seeing all four shows down. It almost never happens. But, of course, Dr. Yaldo's not worried about that. He knows we're coming back strong. Boy, our Monday shows are huge now.
Really?
I don't know.
They're waiting for
Is that because of LLZ, possibly? Yeah. Are we finding new bodies? They come in Monday, and then they reject us the rest of the week?
Well, they hear
What's that all about?
They hear the best of, and they want more.
Oh. Well, give them more.
Dr. Yaldo, who has ratcheted up the lifestyles of so many of our listeners with his two state-of-the-art surgeries, CATS, custom CATS LASIK, the most advanced in the world, where most get better than 20/20 vision, and multifocal lens implants for people 45 or older who want to get great far vision and never need those annoying reading glasses again. Trudy loves her LASIK, obviously doesn't need prescription glasses, but she did buy some cool frames from Dr. Yaldo. You can get frames there if you don't want to do the LASIK. But last week, she got the designer sunglasses from Yaldo's new optical department. Eli says multifocal implants rid him of glasses, reading glasses, and many of you have raved about how great it was to throw the 20th century crap like contacts, glasses, and readers in the garbage. So make the call, get half off on custom LASIK through this week. So that's time is running out. 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyesCenter.com.
Hey, if you wanted to chat with Lily today, we've got a few more minutes. If you want to,
it's 4:31.
Yeah,
what's going on with Lily?
I thought that we ran out the clock on Lily.
Yeah, I guess we got about 10 minutes. If you feel like it, we can do it next time.
I'm in the dark.
Last week we were talking about those YouTube sensations.
Yeah, Jake and Logan Paul
wind up, raping women.
And I thought that she would go to the party.
I found out that my kids know a lot more about these YouTube people than I ever thought.
Well, I thought you were on top of them, though.
I was on top of it. I'm really on top of it now.
Would they go to the party, though? That was a question.
I didn't really want to ask
them. What?
I didn't want to ask them. I figured maybe one day when you have them on, you can do the interview that way.
Do they have a guest appearance coming up? I don't know about
it. I think so. Okay. Yeah, whenever you want.
What? I think they would so be at that party.
There's Tom being a middleman again.
If they could,
I'm an agent.
If they could squirrel out of the house, they would be there, in my opinion.
You probably.
Oh, yeah.
You think they would lie to me? I don't think they'd lie to me, though.
Well, what if they went somewhere else first and then went to Logan Paul's party?
No, because we have to know where they're going. If they leave, we tell them, if you leave that house, you got to tell us where you're going.
Do you have GPS on them?
We don't do that. Kathy wanted to, and we talked about it. We decided I didn't want to put our entire thumb on the kids.
Hmm.
So how do you know? Like, they say, we're going to Denise's house.
Well,
Denise tells her parents they're going to the Mazaways.
I guess I'd take a chance.
Yeah, well, then you got to trust them.
Yeah, got to trust them.
Have they ever been busted?
No, not yet.
Never?
Not
really?
Yet.
Really?
Have you ever gotten a call late at night? Like,
hey, Charlotte.
Dad, we messed up.
No, I did get one call that Lily didn't feel good one night. That's about it.
Why didn't she feel good?
She didn't feel good.
She don't feel good.
She got sick.
Off of what?
Nothing. She just didn't feel good. Went and picked her up.
Oh.
Maddie wanted to come home from a sleepover one time because she got a little scared when she was younger.
Maddie!
Went and picked her up.
Aww. What was she afraid of?
I don't know. When you're a kid, you know, things scare you.
Sounds a little soft.
Is this some weird
She's not soft
friend?
Anymore. She's tough.
Good.
Is this a
good
weird
girl.
Friend?
No, not at all.
Oh, what? Weird house?
No, not that I know of.
That's Tom talking to her when she calls.
It sounds a little soft.
What are you going to do, cry now?
Go back to bed.
Oh, what? You're going to cry? No, go ahead, cry. Let me see you. Let me see you cry.
I recall a couple people leaving slumber parties as a kid, and it was generally agreed that there was some softness involved.
I know. You got to go back and face those friends again. You know?
I know.
Yeah. It's not always easy.
I understand that.
Charlotte will do that.
Having fun. I mean, gee.
Yeah, well, Jesus. What are you gonna do?
So,
are we going to the game tonight? By the way,
I don't think so.
Oh,
he's so deflated.
Yeah, get dinner plans elsewhere, Tom.
He's so deflated that he couldn't use his tickets that you have.
I'm going tomorrow night. Did you want to go tonight? Is there someone else who'll go with you?
Well, you.
Well, I can't go tonight.
Okay.
No?
All right.
So it's either me or bust.
All right. How about Joey?
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that.
Joey's
too sensitive.
Joey's not going.
He's eating
right now. Joey's not going.
Mark?
Well, thanks. Now that I'm your third choice.
Not my third choice.
At least I'm ahead of Brandon.
I know you and Brandon stay here and you work and get the show on the air.
Well, you know, maybe Brandon will cover for me.
Brandon, you want to go?
Tommy, you want to post a show for me tonight?
If you taught me how to do it, I would do that.
Okay.
I would
I'm
do it.
More than happy being third as long as I'm ahead of Brandon.
I'm sorry about Bill, by the way. I didn't get my chance to say I'm sorry.
It seems sincere.
I loved Bill.
I know
he did.
What a doll. I never saw a cuter dog in my entire life. I haven't told my
cuter
kids.
Than Mags?
He's
and Layla?
He's pretty cute, that little Bill, Drew. You got to admit.
He's just was. Small.
He's just cute.
He's just smaller. I don't think he's
What was
cuter.
He, 7 pounds?
Yeah, 7 pounds.
Was.
God bless him.
It still hurts. Thanks for bringing it up.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. No, thank you.
I haven't told my girls because my girls were praying for him.
I appreciate your
that didn't work.
I'm hoping
kind
that,
words.
I'm hoping they're just going to forget to even ever ask me about Bill again.
I'm really reluctant to ask anyone to pray for anything now. I've ragged on so many people asking for prayers. Because usually it seems like when there's a big request
insincere.
For prayers, it's like Michael Jackson when he's on the line for child molestation.
Or R. Kelly.
No, pray no, for him. I'll say this, though. I didn't ask for thoughts or prayers or anything like that. But a lot of people, they just sent like a simple message to me that said thoughts and prayers. And you know what? It felt good.
Yeah.
You yelled at me when I said thought I was going to be
no, because
praying
you don't pray.
I
told you.
How do you know? You don't know what
you,
I do in my
just,
in the
just
my
tell me
house.
Thoughts because you're
I don't
not
think
praying
you pray
for
either.
Bill.
I pray all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, I'm sure a lot of people prayed for Bill, but like every
I
time I read about
I
someone asking
dog,
for prayers, the last you know who I remember most recently asking for prayers, Jesse Smollett was asking people to pray for him.
Yeah.
Pray
it worked.
That they wouldn't charge him.
It worked.
I guess. Yeah. Or pray that they wouldn't figure it out.
The actor that nobody ever heard of.
I didn't even know what he was praying for. He's asking people to pray for, but he's asking for prayers.
He's asking for his income to continue after this debacle.
Well, did you see they are officially canceling it after this season?
Yeah.
This new season.
So
he's not going to be on.
It's one last thing.
He is.
He'll get on. He'll get on the
show. No.
Yeah, he'll get on the show, at least for a goodbye.
No, he won't.
You don't think he will?
No, they've already told him. But they're paying him. That's the more insulting.
I think he'll get one show. I bet you he will. If they're going off the air,
it's possible.
I bet you they'll at least maybe kill him off or something. Maybe someone will kill him.
Honestly, though, I think he's just done. It's over.
Yeah.
His career's over. He should bank his money.
I agree. It's almost
Don't
as bad
pay
as,
his lawyers. Just well, bank his money.
Let me ask
it's
you
almost
this.
As bad as Katy Perry.
If she shows her boobs, she's right back out there. Remember that. I've told you that.
She'll be fine.
What if they did one on the show with Jesse? With Jussie. And
Jesse.
They kill him off. But they kill him off on the story he lied about.
Well, that'd be
Thanks
cool.
for listening to the podcast.
I'm sorry. Did you just say that?
We talked about that before.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay.
Where they just write it into the
exactly,
show.
Exactly. Write it into the show, and then he dies officially, and that's the end of him.
Yeah. Well, from a viewer standpoint, people are going to go, well, what happened to Jamal? Why isn't he on the show anymore? So they do have to explain
they have an
something.
Excuse. No, they've already made an excuse. He went west or something.
Okay,
or some
that's
dumb
what
reason.
I figured. They'd be like, oh, yeah, he just moved, and that's it. They just drop it.
Honestly, the show was dying. I'm kind of surprised they brought it back for a sixth season. It did 17 million people the first year for the finale. It's doing less than 4 million now.
I think
so
they did
I'm
it.
I'm surprised they brought it back.
I think they did it just
despite
to,
him.
Yeah, despite him. Hey, speaking of praying, before you move on.
Okay.
I saw a movie this weekend. Breakthrough.
With? Who's in it?
Our girlfriend from This Is Us.
Chrissy Metz?
Yes.
How many Mandy Moores?
She's got. She's quite. She's out there. But have you heard about? Have you heard about the movie?
No, I'm sure I would never go to.
Isn't it a really godly type movie?
Yes, it's a godly. That's why I said speaking
of
prayers.
Sounds like it's right up Drew's alley.
I understand that, but it is a true story. The kid, her kid, falls through the ice.
Why do I feel like this subject is not going to redeem itself no matter what you say?
I probably won't. But he falls.
The kid falls through the ice.
He falls through the ice and is under there for 10 minutes.
It's a true story.
They pull him out.
His body freezes, his organs freeze, and so it's essentially like being in a coma and he lives.
They pull him out of the ice.
Yeah, that's happened many times.
Okay, all right. And that's the end. That's the end of the movie.
And what does she do besides walk around being five Mandy Moores?
She's the mom. She's the mom, and they pronounce the kid dead. And they let her go in to say her goodbyes, and she prays very hard. And before you know it, he has a heartbeat.
Well, probably falling through the ice probably preserved a lot of the internal organs.
Well, they
down
shocked him. They did everything. They worked on him for an hour, and they could not get a pulse.
Coma.
They couldn't get a pulse. She prayed.
I know. They got to warm him up.
He came back, and then they put him in a coma, medically induced coma.
Yes.
Then she said he was like his fever was spiking from all the medicine. She said, take him off the medicine. She went up to the roof of the hospital.
Well, she go on WebMD and so she ends up telling the doctors what to do.
Exactly.
And it's the right
she
thing.
She did. Well, they lived. Doctors because love that. She's the mom. They pronounced him basically dead, and he's not going to have a chance because he's going to be brain dead.
Yeah, they were annoyed
Chrissy
by
Metz
the mom.
Was the hero because she knew more than the doctors. They went to medical school for all those years.
So she went to the roof and she prayed again, and it started to snow as she prayed. Went back down. They took him off the medicine.
Well, she prayed for snow?
The next day. This is a spoiler alert.
Snow energy.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Okay.
Oh, he lived.
I gave
not much of a spoiler
did I give enough
alert.
Time? Did I give you enough time? Spoiler alert. Okay. He comes out and.
Nobody's going to watch the movie. You didn't need a spoiler alert.
And he recognizes mom and talked right away.
This movie could not be less targeted to our audience.
I know that.
It's virtually impossible.
I did pull a drop from it, though. I did pull a drop from it.
Hi, Mom. Who's my mom?
Did you lose your remote control? Like, why did you watch it?
I went to the movie.
The biggest star
it's
in the movie?
So was it on at the dealership?
No, it's at the... We
had no customers.
What a waste of shit movie.
Listen, you chose to go to this movie?
Listen, it wasn't me. Listen.
You paid money to see the movie.
Yes, I did.
What?
Okay, listen.
How many people's admission did you pay?
Eight.
Oh
my God. God, there goes Lily's second year of college. Okay, first, you went in a sore throat. Second movie's over Chrissy Metz movie.
It's $100.
It was Abby's birthday weekend. You understand that?
Birthday weekend.
So part of her deal that she wanted.
Wait, she's born over 2 days? Was she born at 11:58 till 12:02?
She was born on May 10th at 10:16. Anyway. We go to Partridge Creek.
Don't you feel sad for these kids, future husbands, who are going to have to celebrate their birthday for a week, and they go, why is it still your birthday?
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Okay. So the girls wanted to go shopping at Partridge Creek and then see a movie and then go to dinner. Kathy and I had to kill time.
So Maddie's first year of college disappeared, too.
Maddie's with us. Maddie didn't want to see the movie because she gets sad at movies like that. But we took her as a life lesson so she could learn it.
Yeah, so, I've seen that.
So we went to the movie to kill time. That was the only movie that was a PG or less to take Maddie, so we went to that one.
Slow down.
What else was the other girls went shopping?
Holds Maddie?
The other girls were shopping. Then they went to the movie as well. They went to saw that movie as well.
Holds Maddie?
Wait.
Maddie's 12.
So did Maddie not go shopping?
Maddie didn't go. It was Abby's birthday. Abby and her friends.
Wait, who's the youngest?
Maddie.
Who was afraid of the movie?
Maddie. Not afraid.
Who came home from the slumber party? Which one?
Maddie.
What else was showing at the theater?
You should have saw John.
That's not out yet.
It's
not out yet.
You didn't see Avengers?
Avengers. Take her to see
Avengers. She wanted to see the Avengers.
Why don't you go see that?
I'm going to take her. She's going to see Endgame. I haven't seen any of them, to be honest with you. But she wants to see them. So I'll take her to see Endgame. Mm. She cried during the last one, too. The last, when Spider-Man died.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
The very soft breakthrough audience liked it 77%.
See?
The thermometer liked it less.
It was terrible.
65%.
It was a
terrible.
Hallmark
Those
movie.
Those kind of soft movies always get high ratings. Soft people go to soft movies.
It was a Hallmark movie. It was a definite Hallmark movie.
Fun fact, executive produced by Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, yes. Yeah. Stephen Curry.
Wow.
Well, the kid turned out to be he was a good basketball player.
Great producer, apparently.
John Smith was the kid's name that
Why
came back
Steph
to life.
Why would Steph Curry put out a POS like that?
Because it's not a POS.
Because it made money.
It's a great story, Drew.
What happened to this kid in real life? Is he like going to develop a major drug habit or anything?
No. He grew
rob
up.
Rob a bank?
He's in the ministry.
And then go to the police?
He's in the ministry. He's living. He is? Yeah, he's living.
I'll just look him up. Hold on. John Smith.
John Smith. No, look up John Smith Breakthrough.
All right, what a waste of time.
Okay, oh I figured God. I would tell you. It was prayers. I'm sorry to interrupt
this. This could
the
be
show.
The most mistargeted 10 minutes in the history of the show.
I'm sorry. I am. But people can fast forward through.
Oh,
that's
my
the
God.
Well,
don't tell no, people
we don't
to
want
fast
people
forward.
Fast forward hey. Through stuff because we're trying to care about the whole show.
I know, but I apologize.
Breaking news with Mort Grimm.
Chrissy Metz was the perfect person cast for the.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, based on the. Oh.
Wait, who's that guy?
That's him. That's oh. the kid. That's the mom.
You know, if I was the mom, though, I'd go, what? I'm two Mandy Moore. She's five. Why is she playing me? I mean, was Tess Holliday not available? Seriously. She's not nearly as big as Chrissy Metz.
Not
I would be so
close.
Offended.
She should be offended.
Well, in some photos, she looks pretty big.
Metz is bigger than that.
He is adopted, obviously. Yeah. John Smith yeah. is adopted. Adopted. I figured you'd enjoy the story, Drew.
I kind of knew what was going to happen.
Did you?
When he fell through the ice.
Well, yeah, they're not going to make a movie of it.
I figured Chrissy Metz is the mom, then he's going to live.
Yeah. She prays, and he still dies.
And she knows more than the doctors. I love that part.
She does.
That's always good for people to see. Breaking news about Ron Jeremy. He has been involved in his third accident, car accident, in as many years while driving in Beverly Hills.
Was he at fault?
It's funny, there's a picture of him, and it says, the legendary adult film star looked frustrated as he checked the damage to his fender after a vehicle collided with the rear of his car. Jeremy appeared to exchange details with, this is really informative, appeared to exchange details with the driver after both assessed the damage to his fender.
Appeared?
Hold on to your dick!
Oh, yeah. How's he going to control the car if he's holding on to
it? That's what people do when they're in an accident. They assess the damage together. They exchange details. I mean, there's really...
You have the biggest dick I've ever seen on a man.
Normal, typically casual in a blue T-shirt, matching sweatpants, and Crocs, while casting an eye over its chip paintwork.
Chip paintwork.
Nice shoes!
What a dumb story.
The incident comes a little more than a year after being involved in a crash outside a Hollywood bar that led to his badly damaged vehicle having to be towed away. Jeremy's pictured being interviewed by deputies after the accident before exchanging his details with a man in a black baseball cap.
This guy's wiener is, you know, huge, right?
Thought to be the other driver. Who else would it be?
Just a man on the street.
Oh my God, how stupid.
Well, at least he's okay.
Yes, that's the main thing, is that he's okay, and I'm sure if he does have any problems, he'll go to WebMD and solve them.
Absolutely.
Tell the doctor what's wrong with him. Yeah. Meanwhile, we've all been waiting for the Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event. And there's so much excitement during Zot's Spring Sales Event because you can lease a new 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month. Did you get a bird dog, by the way?
I put in for it, yes.
Does that mean you'll get it?
We'll see.
Somebody thought you got a bird dog.
We hope so.
Recently.
We hope so.
How about leasing a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month? Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a success. Our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you. See details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And David Hall and Hall Financial, the top mortgage company in Michigan. And in fact, they are a sponsor for the entire Red Shovel Network.
Yay.
Known for their client service and supporting our show. That's the two things they're known for. Client service, supporting the Drew and Mike show.
One's more important than
the other. And the network. David Hall and Hall Financial are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. They do so many refis. You've heard it from our listeners. They are quick. They've got over 600 five-star reviews. Average refi, 44 days. Hall Financial, 19 days. If you want to just go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000 or you can go to our website, Drew and Mike Show, and click the link, fill out the online form, and they are quick getting back to you. 9 tips last week.
Can I ask you a mortgage question?
If I can answer it.
What are the pros and cons to changing to a 15-year instead of a 30? I mean, I know you have to pay more and you pay it off quicker. Shorter, but why do you want to pay it off shorter, faster?
Because then you don't have a mortgage payment. You pay less interest.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at all the interest you pay over 30 years, it's a ton of money. You can write off the interest, but you don't get every cent back. You know, if you're making a lot of money, you get less back. If you're making less money, you get more back.
I've been thinking about doing that. I don't know if I can pull the trigger.
I was having this conversation with somebody about putting a lot of money down in a house. And it's like, well, you're supposed to put down less, and that way you invest the money if you can get a higher rate. And it's
you should be able to make it up.
Get a smaller mortgage, and you have more money disposable every month, as you can invest that money or live on it. Or, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can look at it.
And if your house goes up in value, you could.
Yeah, your house, you're still making money off your house. But, you know, if you were going to rent the house, you'd probably want less money in there because you'd be making money off. I guess I should just call. A lot of times it's a wash, I think.
How many years you got
I have no idea. I think like 25.
Hey, then it might be worth it if you only knocked off.
Have you done a second mortgage?
A refi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not a second
mortgage. Nobody likes your house anyway.
I don't.
Well, this is what the Hall people can. They love answering questions like these. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. And we're back in the dealsandd.com studios. Not that we ever left.
Thank you for my radio for one.
Yeah. No, I'm sure there are a lot of people who wonder. If someone has a question, probably put it on the same question. So anyway, did anybody see 2020 Friday night, the Darlie Routier story?
I did. What a wreck.
Oh, I know. She does have an amazing rack. Seriously, Shishelle thought, and let's make that clear, she has a Mondo rack, and that rack cost her. The jury
held it
against her because she had implants, and how that got entered into the case, I'm going, what?
I know you've probably read about this story and known about it for a long time. I didn't. This 2020 was the first time that I learned about this case.
Which,
and,
by the way, they just did a whole series on it last summer.
I don't think she did it. At all.
Yeah, there's enough.
I think there's some reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
I tell you what's interesting about the case is.
Give me the quick synopsis first.
Okay, first of all, this is a year after the Susan Smith thing. Susan Smith was the girl in South Carolina going, oh my God, someone took my kids in my car. I don't know where they are. Please bring my kids back. This went on for 9 days. The 10th day, she said, you know what? I drowned my kids. I put them in my car and rolled it into the lake, and they're dead, and they're in that car in there.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God, you whore.
And I blamed it on a black guy.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she tried to blame it on a black guy, and then she went to prison where she's gotten hotter in prison and had some great lesbian action, apparently. I read that in the tabloids.
It's all worked out for her.
It seems like, maybe it's better that way. I don't know.
Except for the kids. But yeah.
Anyway, Darlie Routier, a year later, on the heels of this, she claimed that someone came in her house. She called 911. Someone had stabbed her 5 and 6-year-old. Her husband was upstairs with the baby. She was downstairs. The kids wanted to sleep downstairs for some reason. I think
they wanted to have a fort.
Hmm. Yes, they had a fort going.
Can't build a fort up.
She also had her check out her tubes, man. She, you know, it's kind of inappropriate. Sorry. Okay. She had her neck slit.
That's fake, baby.
And they said that she could have easily died.
They said it was a millimeter away from hitting an artery, and she would have no chance of living. And the other wounds she had
convenient.
Were defensive wounds. They were on the back of her arms, very similar to if you were to put your arm up, you know, if a knife's coming your way. And her fingers were all cut in the exact same mode that you would be grabbing a knife.
I thought her wounds were very significant.
How deep were they?
They were very deep. Cut. She was cut to the bone on her forearm when she put her arm up, if she put her arm up.
But they think that she did it herself. She just stabbed the hell out of herself really, really bad, really including hard. Her neck.
That'd be hard to do.
I don't know.
To stab yourself?
This story pisses me off.
I was really kind of torn on this
thing. So what does she say happened?
She says an intruder came in and did this, and she got up and called 911. You know what they made the biggest deal about?
Wait. That doesn't just happen, though.
The grave.
Well, no, it's a weird story. It is. I mean, honestly, if I just was looking at the story, I'd go, why would somebody just come in and stab her two kids and stab her and run away? I mean,
and leave and
seems
not
kind of dumb.
And with the dad upstairs, did he do it?
No,
he definitely didn't do it. No one ever thought he did it, and. But the trial was what was screwed up because they entered into it that she was this vain woman who got breast implants. And
how do they look, Tom? Do you like them?
I haven't found them.
They looked really good.
They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck.
Mel doesn't like
them. They look good.
They look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
She might have been a little big.
But she also had jewelry, and she was just she was a very bubbly woman, and the family had money, so she was able to get jewelry and look nice.
Yeah, they made quite a big deal out of the fact that she had a lot of jewelry, so she liked money. So, in other words, she wanted to kill the kids because they cost too much money.
Oh, come
but not
on.
The, not all of them, just two of the three.
Just two out of three.
That's ludicrous.
And then what everyone will probably remember about this case is these detectives shot video of her 7 days after they died having a birthday party for one of the kids. It was their birthday. They had already sent out the invitations. Mm-hmm. So some of the kids came, and they tried to celebrate the birthday, and they shot silly string around.
I remember that.
And everyone's like, oh, my God, shooting silly string. His child just died.
The prosecutor says she is literally dancing on her child's grave right now.
I thought that was really dramatic.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with
that. I didn't think it was that big a deal either, but the jury said, oh, the silly string, that was the icing on the cake.
But what the jury didn't see was the 30 minutes leading up to that silly string video, they didn't see the vigil that they had first, where they were all crying and surrounding and praying. And the detectives knew about it because they illegally mic'd the gravestone, so they knew about this. But yes, they only put out the video of them celebrating the birthday,
which inflamed the jury. And to not know that they had, I don't think they did. Did the defense know there was a video of them prior to that? I don't think they did.
But have you gone to law school?
The defense tried to know. They tried to put the lead detectives on the stand to talk about that video.
Two lead detectives.
The two lead detectives pled the fifth.
Because they broke the law.
But it should be tossed out.
I got to tell you, I was amazed that the two detectives, the leading detectives, took the fifth, and the jury still found her guilty.
And juries just never find anyone guilty.
I know. That's it just amazing. Seemed like they really hated her for being hot and having big tits.
Yeah, the one juror that they spoke with, she didn't like those boobs at all.
Oh, my God. She was a horrible bitch. It was an extremely small town.
But here, there's so much evidence, though. There was a bloody sock. There was a bloody sock that was 1.5 football fields away in an alley. And it was found that night. So the only way it would have got there is if she would have killed her kids, ran a football field and a half, tossed the sock, and then came back. Additionally, there was also a bloody fingerprint that does not match anybody in that house. And to this day, they refuse to view it.
Wow.
To
test it.
Excuse me.
I just don't understand, though, like, who else would do it and why?
I agree, but I still think
her motive is because the kids cost too much.
Yeah, she's vain. They have money problems.
She's still on death row?
Yes.
Yeah.
So apparently one kid doesn't cost too much because she didn't kill all of them.
No, she just wanted one kid. She could afford that. She decided the two kids she didn't like.
That's an insane motive.
Wow.
22 years on death row.
Wow.
Well, the fact that these two detectives took the fifth, and the fact that her all this personal stuff about her came into the case, I just thought it was crazy. It's like, what is that?
How old is she now?
She's 48 or 47.
Brandon sounds like a murderer lover. That's kind
of
cool.
Does she have any chance of getting out?
Yeah, I mean, she's got appeals and stuff like that because they really want that. There's a bloody fingerprint in there.
So you think she's innocent?
The state will not, because they don't want her conviction overturned, the state will not process this to see who it belongs to. What kind of a murder case can you ever not test?
There's a California case where they refused. There's so many people claiming this guy's innocent.
There was another case we were just talking about recently. We're like, why wouldn't they just test the DNA?
Yeah, Governor Brown in California refuses to test this DNA.
Why?
I don't know. They just insist that he's guilty. We know he's guilty. Forget it. We're not wasting the time. They think it'll just open Pandora's box, and they think the evidence is quite complete, I guess.
That's right. Lock her up.
So I don't know. I thought the story was really interesting, and I remember it too.
Brandon, you were telling me that she is like kind of given up anyway.
Well, when they interviewed her,
makes me feel like she is innocent.
When they interviewed her in 2017,
she acts innocent. I will say, I think she acts innocent.
They followed up with her in 2017 when she was on death row, and she was pretty much just saying, "I don't care. I've lost everything. I've lost my boys. I lost my marriage," because her husband, he stuck with her for a long time, but eventually he had to move on. So he divorced her.
Bigger titties.
The media made a big deal about
what
the divorce.
The tits look like on his new chick.
I'm pretty sure they're big.
Can we check out his new wife?
I'm pretty sure they're going to be big. I guarantee they're big.
I'm guessing.
At worst, he's going to make her get big.
Serious issue, shallow thought. Her name's Darlie.
Yes.
Husband's name was Darren. The kids were Devin, Damon, and Drake.
So that's sweet.
Big fans of the D.
And she had triple D's.
Is that weird people name their kids all the same?
No.
There was one particular video they kept showing of a vacation where she's in this black thing, and oh my.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, my God. And the other chick grabbed her boob.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, just because it was so big, I think. Now,
Brandon, you were also telling me that they played the 911 call, but they only played a certain portion
of it. That pissed me off, too, during the trial. Yeah, my God! During the trial.
That was such horseshit. That was such bullshit. How did that stand up?
Oh, you two are
during
really big
the trial,
murderer lovers.
They play a 911 clip.
She's pretty hot.
But an isolated clip. They play a clip of her saying, I've already touched the knife. I don't know if I got rid of any fingerprints. And so the prosecution said, well, why would she even be thinking about
that? Who's talking about fingerprints on a 911 call?
What they didn't fucking play was the 10 seconds prior to her saying that, where the 911 operator says, make sure you don't touch it. You don't want to ruin the fingerprints.
Yeah, the evidence.
Yes.
It's just, but I already touched it and I might have ruined the prints.
They didn't play that part.
Is that weird though that she touched it and picked it
out on that for sure?
20 years old.
Sound better on TV. It sound a lot better on 2020.
So mean.
They got professionals there.
I have a much better 911 call for you to hear.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, much better. Okay, 48 hours Saturday night. What did the story about? Oh, well, this is actually the second story of its kind. Not really. No, the other story's different. I was thinking about the pilot who killed three people.
Oh, he just got arrested.
Was arrested in Louisville. Mm-hmm. This guy was arrested for sexual assault.
Yeah, not
murder. And he pled to a lesser charge, and somehow, what airline was it that hired him?
Oh, some shit regional one.
Yeah, but they hired him. They checked his, they supposedly vetted him. It's like, he sexually assaulted a teenage girl.
Yeah, it's hard to get good pilots.
Yeah.
Unemployment levels are low.
So anyway, this couple had turned him in, I believe, or they were witnesses, and he murdered them, and he murdered a third person. And they're like, oh, my God, who would kill these people? This is so weird. And this guy, meanwhile, gets a job as a pilot, works for 3 years, and then they finally determine, oh, yeah, he was out on bail. He probably did it. And they just arrested him for murdering these three people who were involved in the case against him.
Mm. Oh, is it Peter Chadwick?
No,
his name is
Captain Sum Ting Wong.
Tim again.
Peter Chadwick's a guy in 48 hours.
Okay.
He was not a pilot. This case is just crazy. Okay, this guy is, I think he's got a tech business, and he also has a lot of family money. He's loaded. He lives in Newport Beach with his wife, QC, who's from Malaysia. Extremely wealthy. Three kids, and one day, no one picks up the kids. And QC was apparently, you know, she was very punctual and very responsible. Peter was kind of a little mysterious. But anyway, so they're like, oh, what happened to QC? And the house, and oh, no parent. Where are the parents? Where are they? And so they check the house out. It looks like someone was making lunch, and then there's nothing. And then they go upstairs, and there's a broken vase in the bathroom, and there's blood the tub.
Oh, boy.
So it looks like something is wrong.
QC took a bath.
Nothing. And then.
Oh, that mystery.
Under period.
The next morning at 5 a.m., there's a 911 call from Peter, the husband.
It's crazy. And
he's in a border town right outside Mexico where he says that some guy named Juan took him and his wife's body. Oh, she's dead.
How racist.
And Juan was going to... 911 emergency. This is this the Facebook page?
Yeah, my wife's dead.
Okay, so where...
Sounds like you, Tom.
They took her.
Who took her?
The guy broke into my house. He drove me here. He had a friend. They just gone. They've gone in a pickup truck.
Okay, so your wife is dead then?
She's dead.
Okay. Did she die in the house? And then they took her corpse?
Yeah, they killed her yesterday.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Yeah, we've been driving in Newport Beach.
Well, there.
Okay.
He's so convincing.
Hold on. Let me get my supervisor.
The operator's like, this sounds like it's BS. My supervisor's going to take this.
I've got a liar on line one.
He said that his wife is dead, but someone broke into
dead.
The house and stole and took her.
Yeah, he.
Okay, what?
He's
what?
Down to it.
Who is he?
Juan.
Juan? How do you know Juan?
I picked him up to look at some painting work
at
the house.
Is
I brought him to the house.
Sanchez.
And when did this happen?
Yesterday, middle of the day.
Yesterday in the middle of the day.
I feel bad. This guy
die?
Is so bad at lying.
Yesterday, middle of the day.
Okay, and where is she now?
Like 11. They have her body. They said they're going to cut her up.
Who has her body?
Juan
and Chi.
Che.
Juan
and Chi.
Okay, so when she died at 11 o'clock, they took her?
Yeah. They maybe put her in the car.
How do you know she's dead?
She drowned.
What?
Her body was stiff, even. I've been driving with them. They say they're going to cut her up.
What's your name?
Peter Chadwick.
Nice story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is bad.
Are you on any kind of medication, sir?
Not heavy
you
one.
Be.
Okay.
It's not that.
Okay.
Because I think they're going. They might be going to Mexico or somewhere.
Okay, but this happened yesterday at 11.
He's
You're
so
now
emotional.
Calling us at 5:30 in the morning.
I know. I want you to get him.
I want you to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
They're here.
Slow
okay.
Down.
Go talk to him.
Right, low energy person.
Wow. That was the I'm
that
so uncomfortable.
No energy.
Really torn up about his wife's death.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So what they did was they had him pack a bag for himself, and then they had him carry her out to the car. And they drove with him, just for company, I guess,
yeah.
Down to this border town where they said, okay, look, this is my friend Chi. We're going to take off, cut up your wife's body in Mexico. You just stay here.
Okay.
And so then he called the police.
After they let him out of the car?
Yeah, with his bag. With his bag. He had his bag.
Oh, my God.
Actually, Che picked him up in another vehicle. He still had his vehicle.
Where's Juan now?
With two.
Juan's with Chi, or Che, Chi.
Uh-huh.
And they took off with her body, which they're going to cut up in Mexico.
I don't believe that. Even if he had one leg, I don't believe that.
What's that, man?
Rigor mortis already set in.
Well, your story is very compelling, Mr. Jackass. I mean, Simpson. So I'll just type it up on my invisible typewriter.
She was completely stiff. So what he did... what they did was they went back and saw surveillance of the car leaving the gated subdivision. And guess what? Juan wasn't in the car.
What? Where was Juan?
I don't know. I guess he was ducking down, apparently.
Wow.
So and also he left a lot later than he had said they did. And he had cuts all over.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
You know?
Oh,
so
was he
quick,
on the run?
How quick did that turn?
They arrest him.
Right away?
Pretty quickly.
Okay.
And by the way, he never asked about his kids. He had three kids who were unattended to. He never asked about them, which they said.
Did he ask if they found Juan?
Yeah, I think he did. He was concerned about Juan, of
Why
course.
Why did he kill his wife?
Well, it turned out his wife, they found a search history. His wife had written down all the things he'd searched on the computer.
Oh.
Quite a number of prostitutes.
Oh.
And also searching prices for abortions.
Oh.
Which,
Pornhub, XTube. You porn.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that she wasn't real happy about his search history.
Wow.
So
you have to kill her?
What's Peter's last name again?
Chadwick. So then he bonds himself out for $1 million. They bond him out. And guess what?
Bye-bye.
No tether.
Come on, man.
Because they said when someone makes bond, they don't usually get a tether. So because this guy's loaded... And it takes 2 years.
That close to Mexico?
It was incredible. I got to tell you, I was completely so pissed watching this. He lives with his dad in Santa Barbara for 2 years. First of all, he gets out on bail, and then he sends an email to all the neighbors saying he's having a 100-day vigil at the house, in which he killed her, of course.
Wow.
And people are like, 100-day vigil? You just murdered her. We're not going to your stupid vigil. And then he moved in with his dad in Santa Barbara. He lives there for 2 years. And over the course of the 2 years, guess what he does? He takes $1 million out of the bank. Mm. And then right before the trial, he takes off.
Ooh.
And he's still a fugitive.
Nice.
This
is
like
they don't know where he is?
3 years later. No, they have no idea.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did he disappear like this?
He's got $1 million.
Got $1 million.
Wow.
So... Yeah.
And the kids, where are they?
He'll get caught. You know he'll get caught.
Who has the kids?
Will.
The
kids are with his dead wife's brother, I think, has the three kids.
You know he'll slip up, Doug, because remember, who was the Dog the Bounty Hunter find in Mexico? Didn't he find Olivia Newton-John's?
That dude? He's found a lot of people.
That affluenza kid was in Mexico, and he popped up.
Yeah, this guy, I don't know if he's in Mexico. He had, of course, in his father's house, all these books on new identities and all that stuff and all that expertise, because he'd given up his passport and whatnot. And what pissed me off, though, was they said he had about a three-week head start before they realized he was even gone.
Great.
And seems to me, couldn't they arrest his father? Seems like his father didn't help a great deal like in this whole thing.
Probably knows something.
Of course he does.
He's probably contacted him, too.
No, I feel like there's something wrong with the whole bail system. If someone makes bail, shouldn't someone else have something at risk? He doesn't care. He'll run in a second. Yeah. But if someone else has something in line, because the police aren't going to run, they're not going to follow someone around all the time.
How much was bail?
They cut off the tethers anyway.
Yeah.
How much was bail?
$1 million.
And they couldn't put a tether on him?
No. Because
is that illegal?
No, I don't know. They just said that. Well, usually when someone qualifies for bail, they don't put a tether on him because he has ties in the community. And they thought with his three kids, they actually said this. Well, he had three kids. It's like he didn't care about his three kids. He didn't even ask about them. He didn't care about his kids.
He killed
QC. Yeah, he killed their mom.
How'd she look, by the way?
Not that she wasn't all that hot.
Okay,
she looked hotter when they got married, but
things happen.
Yeah, she got. She packed on a few pounds.
Exactly.
And then one thing that was funny about the show, I thought, and I noticed in some comments on the Facebook story, because I went to Facebook during the whole 911 call, and there's comments, and somebody else noticed the same thing I did. There was this one neighbor who was an expert on QC.
Oh, boy.
And she's like, and she always looked so forward to my Christmas party.
Like, that's what she told
you. Quit pushing your fucking Christmas party, lady. You saw her once a year, and you're acting like you're an expert on this lady. Shut up. You didn't sit talking to her all night at your fucking Christmas party. Get off it, lady.
She's trying to promote it.
Get over your Christmas party.
Did she invite the reporter to her Christmas party?
Probably.
So I'm just going through the 48 Hours page on this story, and they have a guy on here. Who's Evan Ratliff? Was he in this story? An author?
Oh,
he disappeared. Yeah. Why is he? How did he insert himself?
That part was dumb.
How did he insert himself into the story?
He disappeared intentionally for 30 days to see how hard it was to be a fugitive.
I really like his disguises. Did you see his disguise?
Yeah, they were dumb. And I think he offered a couple thousand bucks or something if you found him. So all these people were trying to find him on social media. It was just dumb.
He's probably just hiding in his basement for a week.
That was a real dopey part of the story. It was like,
is he going to the Christmas party?
Get the Christmas party lady to show some highlights and fill up that space. So that tool.
How did Chadwick make his money?
His father was loaded.
Okay.
I think he said he managed a lot of family money, and then I think he had a tech business or something.
He'll get caught.
He had lots of money, though.
Just a matter of time.
And today there was another big story. I don't know how big this is going to be, but this cop in...
Oh, this is going to be a big story.
Was that in Texas?
Baytown, Texas.
Yeah. There's a 44-year-old woman who... had warrants for criminal mischief and also one for assault resulting in bodily harm. And he was, I guess, arresting her or talking to her. And it just went very sideways. She sounds like she's mentally ill.
I guess he has had encounters with her before, which is why she kind of snapped and said, stop harassing me, and was trying to get away from
him. Well, she's also mentally ill. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what her side of the story is as far as that goes. But she stole his taser and was tasing him. And so he shot her 5 times and killed her.
How do you get your taser stolen?
I don't know. I thought that was lame, too. It's like, this lady did not look all that big, but she did steal his taser, and she shot his taser at him.
Oh, shit.
Pop that.
He's trying to handcuff her. That's when she took it. She claims she's pregnant. Isn't that in dispute?
I don't think she is.
Yeah. Now, wait a sec. That video, was she walking away or no?
No.
Because on the other one, okay.
Oh, boy.
No, they were fighting on the ground. She gets the taser, tases him, and then he shoots right here.
He meant it.
Yep. But, you know, you can't
police
take
say she's not pregnant.
He couldn't just shoot.
You cannot take a police officer's taser away from him. You can't take his gun away from him. You can't fight with a police officer. Bad things happen. But, you know, what's funny. I would do this all the time whenever these stories come up because they're always very anti-cop. And they never, I just don't want them at the very end of the story, just the very end of the story say, when you do not follow police orders, bad things happen. Or just follow police orders. Just wouldn't have happened. Should follow orders, nothing will happen. But I know they're going to blame the policeman. I don't really know what the narrative is so far. I think people are complaining. Well, actually, I read a lot of comments and a lot of people were saying, hey, she stole his taser, fuck her. And other people were saying, he didn't have to shoot her 5 times.
He didn't.
No. Well, you can always say that.
Well, he didn't. One shot would have dropped the
taser. I know,
taser.
But that's not how they're trained, I don't believe.
I don't know anything. I'll preface that. I don't know a thing. But one shot probably could have done it.
You want to take her side and then take the anti-vaxxer side after that?
I didn't say that. Stop piling on me.
Man, you started going on the anti-vaxxer path, and I think you quickly retreated.
You did take the Cubs side, though.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, the Cubs side about the fan with the upside-down okay side.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I think, you know, obviously in this day and age, people overreact to things. Teams overreact to things.
Well,
companies overreact
to
things.
Then here's my problem.
But like you say always, no game for you, no computer for you, no gun for you, no this for you. So if the guy wants to be an asshole and make a mockery of Doug Glanville on TV, fuck you. Get out of the stadium. You're not allowed back in here. Maybe him and his friends will understand. Next time, we can't do things like that.
Well, that's not really why they threw him out, though. They threw him out because they said he's making a white supremacist sign. Yeah. And you know, I want to make a couple points about this. One, the way I'm reading the story is, oh, you know what? The Cubs are in such deep shit over the owner's emails and over something that happened to a relief pitcher and something that happened in the stands.
And Addison Russell coming back that day.
And Addison Russell coming back after beating his wife.
Correct.
That they decided to lay into this guy, even though they don't know what he was doing.
I believe they did that.
I believe they did too, but that's bullshit. Lay into Ricketts. Ricketts has it in, it's in email. Okay. He wrote it. He typed it.
But he owns the team.
What was?
No, I know he does, but you can punish. They can do something about that.
Who?
Why? So in other words, pile on the fan. Just that fucking fan. It's all on him.
Yeah, it's the easier thing to do.
Yeah, it's easier, but that doesn't make it right. I mean,
I'm not talking about what's right and what's not.
Well, I think the right thing to do is the right thing to do. Have common sense. What was the fan doing? Is he really a white supremacist? Because now they've said that guy is such a bad white supremacist. It put shivers through Theo Epstein. Did Theo Epstein get
shivers?
Theo Epstein, did he get shivers when he read Ricketts' emails? Did
Pussy.
He really get shivers?
Of course not, because he signs his check.
No, because he called him a good guy. So, again, this is really about the rich guy. Well, you know, he owns
it.
He's okay. It's
about
really
it.
Not that big a deal.
Of course.
But the guy who's just sitting in the stands, fuck the Cubs fan. Fuck the guy who goes to 20 games a year or whatever and watches every game on TV. Yeah. Fuck him. He's banned for life. He's a white supremacist. Yeah. End of story.
Someone else will buy those tickets.
I don't know. I see a lawsuit coming because if this guy's name,
read the back of the ticket.
Can he?
There's no way
make himself public. If he makes himself public,
not
he's a white supremacist.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Right.
But that's why this.
He's gonna
that's
Steve
why
Bartman
this is
his
not,
way out of
this. This is not fair. It's not fair to say you're a white supremacist. You're banned for life. They don't know that. They didn't even investigate. They
he's
decided,
not a white supremist. It's not a white supremacist.
It is. I mean, they've adopted it.
No, it's not, Mark. No, it's not. You can't just give it to him.
What was the guy in New Zealand doing?
By the way,
he couldn't lift his hands because he was in handcuffs.
I want to say something about this. I read a lot about this on Saturday. First of all,
if he's playing the circle game, he deserves to be punched because it wasn't on his body and it wasn't below his waist. And those are two major rules.
I think he was playing the circle game. It sounds very much like
I don't think he's a white supremacist, but did they say he's a white supremacist? That's why he's banned? Or did they say
They did. He said it put shivers through my body when I saw what he was doing.
Well, yeah, but they didn't
not
say he's a
playing
white
the circle game.
Yeah,
pussy. Yeah. If you look at white supremacist hand signals, there's almost no hand signal that's not a white supremacist hand signal.
Of course.
I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. Three fingers, and they showed multiple people making three fingers. NBA players making three fingers. Yeah. Making three. That's a white supremacist sign.
Upside down.
No. Anyway.
Are you getting a call?
I'm good.
Is that a horse racing?
Oh, I was calling you from the 586.
It's call to post your ringtone?
Yes.
Lord.
And then the other
should
thing.
Should be a gunshot.
The other interesting discussion I read was people were looking for, you know, show me white supremacists making the upside down okay sign. And the guy in Australia.
New Zealand, yeah.
He did it, but people weren't really coming up with other stuff.
Oh, well, he did it, so I mean, it's theirs now.
Yeah, so one guy does it in court, and so forever and ever, anyone who makes that sign is a white supremacist, should be banned from Wrigley Field or whatever. I mean, it's so fucking stupid.
Well, those people,
and it was a trolled
the,
sign, too. It's not real.
A Las Vegas student from Turning Point, that they just, he was doing it in his Snapchat, too. I mean, they do it.
Wait, that's two people.
Now, that being said,
that's two people.
That being said, if you're the Grand Wizard, I think you should be able to go buy a ticket to a baseball game. But then on the same hand, the Cubs can deny whomever they want.
He's on the
sure, sure they can.
As long
but,
as it's
but
not
that's,
based
that's
on
why,
race.
That's why I think the Cubs, I think it's bullshit.
Now listen,
they just decided to pile on the fan because their owner did something stupid.
Is he on the hit list for the White Sox?
Because they have a shortstop who beat up his wife. You know, the guy who got punished is the guy who didn't do a fucking thing.
Well,
he's just goofing.
Well.
Now, can he go to White Sox games down the street?
What did he do?
He did do a thing. I mean, they just pick a guy out and scapegoat him.
They did scapegoat him.
Okay.
Why don't you think he's scapegoated? You think he should be removed forever from Wrigley Field?
He's never allowed.
Do you think he was really shivers through Theo Epstein?
No, I've said that all along. I never thought he should be thrown out or anything. But I don't think he's totally I think he knew what he was doing. And like Tom said.
Don't you want to make an example
of
somebody?
What do you think he thought he was doing?
He was getting a million people to look at it, and now he owes a million people a punch on the arm.
No, he doesn't. He lost because he wasn't doing it right.
All right.
What do you mean?
The circle game.
I don't even understand what you mean.
Because it wasn't on his body and it wasn't below his waist.
He was sitting down.
Those are two main rules of the circle game.
Okay, so were you saying he was making the white supremacist sign?
I think he knew it was
the... Which is not the white supremacist sign, by the way.
Okay.
Then what was he doing?
He was making he was doing this sign, which means, made you look at my dick. And then the person looks and you punch them.
Yeah, I played it in like fourth grade all the way through high school.
All right.
And then memes
we played it all the time.
Now, has he had a chance to?
No. They didn't investigate. No, they just said, no, this is terrible.
So
bye.
Basically, if
they did not investigate.
Lawyer,
him,
or whoever he's going to get, is going to tell him to say what you said. Am I correct?
No, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. If I were this guy, I don't think I'd ever say a word, because the minute he comes out, he's a white supremacist. They've already declared him a white supremacist.
Not if he does your train of your line of thinking. Just what you said. You convinced me on that one, just by looking at you.
That's what most people think he was doing. I really honestly I don't know anyone who thinks he was really a white supremacist.
I have no idea.
Is anyone saying he's a white supremacist?
I have no idea.
Well,
what the
Cubs said
the hand signals were.
Threw him out. He put shivers through Theo Epstein.
Yeah, but you said they identified him as a white supremacist. I didn't know that.
Well, why would they throw him for the circle game? You think they threw him out?
Well, for making a symbol that is now associated with white supremacy because of New Zealand and
Wait,
because of other
how
examples.
Do we know he knows he's making a symbol? And by the way, how many people that saw that thought he was making a white supremacist sign? Because everyone I read about said, it's the circle game, you fucking idiots!
If I see a picture
everyone
of David Duke
that.
Doing the peace sign, does that mean that they can have that too?
If they want to start doing it.
If he does this, he's a white supremacist. If somebody hits a three-run homer, I mean...
Yeah, he's a white supremacist. Yeah.
I mean, this is fucking insane. This is dumb. It's not common sense. It's
so you're not a Cubs fan
idiocy.
Anymore?
I'm very pissed at the Cubs. I am. I think it's so stupid. It's hard for me to get excited about the Cubs at the moment. I think it's so dumb. Theo Epstein, it put shivers through me. He's lying.
He's
it
totally
did not
lying.
Put shivers through him. I would guess that Theo Epstein didn't even know that means what they're acting like it means.
I agree with you there on
did
that.
Did you know what this
no,
meant?
No, of course not. Of course not.
You work in a field where you would think you would know. I never knew until the guy made the symbol in the birthday picture. Wait, who was that guy, Brandon? Do you remember who that guy was? He was making a 69 for his dad's birthday, and they said, he's making a white supremacist sign.
Oh, my God.
And the guy said, no, it was my dad's birthday.
I would have had zero idea that was a white supremacist
sign. I had zero idea, too. I said, "Who?" But this is my reaction at the time. Was who voted on this?
Oh, it's Amber Geiger's brother.
Who voted that this is the white supremacist sign? And then I find out that 4chan trolled the media by saying it was, and the media picked it up. It's not a white supremacist sign. They never created it.
Who was he at the game with, by the way?
So the guy in New Zealand was playing the circle game?
No.
So the guy do white supremacists
use this at all? The guy in New Zealand is trolling all of us.
Okay. All right.
The guy in New Zealand. Okay, how many people?
I don't know.
Show me a million whites. Show me white supremacists making the sign, because there's two that I'm aware of.
Who was the other one?
The guy you said, there's a guy in Vegas that did it.
Oh yeah, the Turning Point UNLV guy.
This is tough.
That's an okay. That's not upside down.
I know, but that was the original one where they said, "Hey, let's do it like this, where you do the okay sign. Your three fingers up mean the W, and then your circle and whatever means speak."
I didn't really mean to go down this road again.
Yeah, we did.
I
always thought this man okay.
I was stunned at how many people were pissed about this. People really fucking pissed about this because, first of all, they can't believe the Cubs don't realize the guy was playing the circle game. That's one element. The second element is people are saying, how can you call this guy a white supremacist? That's not even real.
I think Brandon might be right here. He might have a suit. Even though Mark's got the back of the ticket covered as well.
If I were the guy, I would say, no, this is the Cubs basically taking it on this guy, what the owner did, and what Addison Russell did. So let's just fuck the fan over. Addison Russell beat the shit out of his wife, but let him play.
He's only batting like 150 as well.
Well, that'll be the end of him.
That'll be
not
this.
Beating up his wife. Yeah, I know.
Well,
this
much of a spring
this
training,
thing just makes people so mad. I'm actually sorry it came up.
Man. It's hard.
Show me white supremacists making the sign, because that was the other thing that was coming up in this conversation on.
That's what I'm searching for.
I was reading on Reddit, and people were looking for white supremacists. And all that was coming up was the guy in Australia.
What's the three finger sign? What's this?
That's white supremacist.
Even though LeBron James and those guys.
You're talking about the two fingers to the side.
It's three fingers.
Well, no, Tom's talking about the two to the side that everybody does in pictures for some reason.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know what that is. Everybody always
if you look at white supremacist hand symbols, you will not believe how many hand symbols are supposedly white supremacist hand signals. I mean, there's so many things you can't do with your hands, you will be stunned.
What about
none
one?
Of which I knew except for
what about
this one?
Where I know how to spell blood with my fingers.
Wow.
Yeah, check that out.
That's good.
You know what's funny about
sign.
That sign?
That
I never knew what that was until I saw a kid doing it in a prom picture.
Yeah, check it out. Bloods, baby.
I like how you could fit it on both your hands there. It's perfect.
Thanks.
Looks good.
I learned how to do this in fourth grade back when I was a gangster.
I couldn't do it right now. I could not do that. Wow. What a world we live in.
I know. It's so stupid. It's beyond.
It's honestly, embarrassing.
The Cubs, I feel like, are a bunch of assholes who just piled on a fan because the owner fucked up and because they got a shortstop who beats up women. They show what strong-willed people they are and how much they care by throwing a fan out.
What's the Chicago media saying about this? All the radio shows and stuff like that. I know it's an older story.
This
now,
is what I was told, and I didn't hear it, but somebody told me that. What's the sports station?
They have a couple of them.
Yeah, there's a couple. And I think they were talking about 670, which is MAQ. Right. But they were saying that black people were calling in saying, this is fucking insane.
Right.
Why are they doing this fan? And I think the black people play the circle game. I assume they do. I don't know.
Can I be honest? I've never even heard of the circle game.
Well, it came along probably after you were doing things like that.
Probably. I played wiffle ball.
Played wiffle ball, too. I still have a good knuckler.
So do people today.
I had a home run off the wiffle ball pitcher of the year.
Did you?
It was a nice shot.
Yeah.
Bloop. When?
When we were
there.
At 105.1? That's right. You did hit it on sports radio.
We brought that dude in who was pitching.
He was good.
85-mile-an-hour wiffle
ball. I have an autographed wiffle ball from
him.
You do?
It's very valuable.
I got an autographed wiffle ball.
And where is it at? Where's it located?
At home.
Prominently?
It's in the sports radio bag. No, when I cleaned out my office that took 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's somewhere there.
So you took it home from the office, though?
I did.
Okay.
I wanted to take the 105.1 sign home. I should have.
What?
You know the one in the studio, that big thing?
There was only one thing worth keeping.
Tom Brady?
The draft trophy
the
that
draft
we stole?
Trophy that's right up here.
That we never won?
Tom Brady. What'd you do with your Tom Brady stand-up?
Did you take Tom Brady?
You masturbated to it.
You did.
I still do.
You did.
I put a hole in the mouth.
That's perfect.
Although he's got a helmet on, so you can't really see it.
He's always got his mouth open anyway.
Brandon was trying to remind me about to mention the Drew and Mike store at the beginning of the show, and I completely spaced out. But at least not the complete end of the show. The Drew and Mike store is open.
You blew it!
All things 20% off. And
even this shirt?
I don't know if that shirt's available.
That one's
100% off. Because you stole it.
And
steal it.
The Amazon portal. Are people using the Amazon portal anymore? I hope they are.
A little bit here.
For some
and
reason,
there.
We can never quite get everybody to use the Amazon portal. It just
it's pretty easy.
Like,
if
I know.
You go to shop Amazon. Just click on the website.
Well,
click on it.
If everyone used the Amazon portal, we'd all be very wealthy people. But I mean, I'm delighted the people that do, and I'm delighted the people that donate too, because we every now and then some BS comes up and we're hit with some new fat bill.
Oh Lord.
And
sorry.
Thank God.
This one.
People are hitting the donate bar.
What happened now? What did I miss?
I don't want to talk about it right now.
Oh.
Not until that issue's cleaned up.
How about the store?
When that issue's cleaned up, I think we'll talk about it. Yeah. What about the store?
Are there any new items in the store?
Not yet.
Okay.
Why? Did you have an idea for a new one?
I had a couple of ideas.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What are they? This is another like your
Wait,
job
is this,
interview.
Is this a merchandise idea or
Tom's
is this a show
pitch.
Idea?
Tom, pitch to Drew. Go.
I thought it might be a fun idea.
Really?
Yeah, there was
Good.
A pro-
we can finally start the big meeting.
Let's hear your pitch.
There was a prototype about a year and a half ago or something. Joey Morasso had a prototype.
Yeah.
Maz face shirt. There was a face of...
Wait, that seems like you wouldn't be very objective about that shirt.
Well, no, well, you asked me if I had an idea, and I just thought about it.
That was not your idea, though. That was
yeah, trying to do the Bill idea. Murray from The Chive?
Exactly.
Okay, but exactly. You want a Tom Mazaway face?
Yeah, I thought it might be funny.
Do you have any ideas other than ideas about yourself?
Yeah, I did. You know what? Let me get back to you on those.
Okay.
What? Like what?
Well, I got to get back
well,
to you.
Well, no, free form.
Oh, I forgot.
So sounds like you're not that interested.
Yo, brainstorm.
Oh, I totally am. I totally am.
Let's just
now, how about
the
show?
The
have you come up with a show yet? Have you?
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
I love that the one thing he pitches is a shirt with his face on it.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Don't wear that outfit again.
I haven't really. No, that's about it.
Okay.
I apologize.
Did you think about a Righteous Rick show?
I haven't, you know, I haven't. I had a few people that tell me mixed reviews on that show.
Really?
I got mixed reviews on that show.
I think that we can do something niche with Tommy. We'll have to figure it out.
Thanks, Brandon.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is. That'd help. I'll chip in.
Oh, help.
Whatever I can do.
It's your show.
Whatever you need, just let me know. I'll help out. Hey, it's Comic-Con weekend, isn't it? You guys going?
Talk about a shift.
Are you going?
I don't know. I might go.
Wait, why'd you bring it up? You sound like you're not that excited about it.
No, I am excited. You know, I'm not as geeky for Comic Cons as a lot of people, but there's a lot of people that especially listen to our show that loves it.
There's a lot of big stars too coming.
Yeah, none of who will come on our show or any show. So it sounds like
kind of mad about it.
How come?
I don't know.
I don't. You know, I thought it was weird, but
remember who we had last year?
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno.
No, who passed
Margo
away?
Margo Kidder.
Margo.
Oh, Margo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's gonna die in this group?
Maybe that's why they don't want to come on.
Because we'll kill them?
Yeah. Maybe they heard.
No, they offered us Lou Ferrigno.
Oh.
But we just had Lou Ferrigno on.
I know, but it's still fun to
have Comic-Cons. No, I like Lou Ferrigno. It's not that I have anything against Lou Ferrigno. It's like, wait a second. There's like 14 other people.
He's the only guy that is nice enough to say
yes
to
things. No, I know. And I made it very clear that, look, Lou is great. But why? You mean to tell me no one else can promote this event? And Margo did it, too. And Margo was not in great shape. And God bless her. I mean, it was really sad.
If Bill Bixby was alive, I bet you he would have done it.
Huh? Barry Williams will be there.
Bill Bixby. Greg Brady's going to be there?
Brandon Rowe.
He'll be the first guy they offer besides Lou Ferrigno, by the way.
Yeah.
Because he's the not guy the I would least interview. Like to have on.
Elizabeth Berkley's going to be there from Showgirls.
Yeah, and Saved by the Bell.
Isn't she a Birmingham girl? Or a,
yeah, she's from
Farmington.
Here.
Farmington. I think.
I'm so excited.
She's hot.
That's her.
I'm so excited.
George Takei.
Henry Ian Cusick. John Cleese.
John Cleese would be freaking awesome.
Wink Dog.
Wink Dog's there.
Henry Winkler.
Wink is hot now.
What?
Yeah, he's on that new show.
I love Barry. That show. I love Barry.
Why is Henry Winkler doing...
Because he's got Barry out now.
He needs to get out of the house.
I guess so.
MPG, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yeah, who's not available? That was where I started to lose it. So
Screech coming?
Nev Campbell.
Oh, Nev.
She's high.
Nev.
Okay, Mark Paul Gosselaar. First of all, I couldn't get his name right. I can never remember all three of his names. Why would Mark Paul Gosselaar not be... Is he
needs
so
to get out of the
big
house.
From Saved by the Bell that he can't do
Who's canceled?
Radio?
I think he's trying to promote the passage. So maybe that's part of promoting it. I don't know.
Wait, so he doesn't want to do interviews promoting it?
No, just appearances.
Several people have canceled. Creed from The Office. Creed canceled.
That's a bummer.
Rainn Wilson canceled. Meatloaf canceled.
Meatloaf got injured the other day, didn't he? Didn't he fall off the stage?
Rainn Wilson? See, yeah. I wouldn't picture Rainn Wilson at Comic-Con. Well, Comic-Con must just be a nice paycheck for a couple days.
It's a fun event.
Trying to pay a few bills.
Remember a few years ago, we had Batman and Robin were there. I went to that one. Monkey Mobile Mel was there with the Batmobile.
And Adam West was there?
Yeah, Adam West and Burt Ward.
And Burt Ward?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Monkey Mobile Mel. Awesome. For some reason, Monkey Mobile Mel, we just cannot get him back in the fold.
No.
The Monkey Mobile is the coolest car on the planet.
Should we try 84 Lumber?
I would be very sad.
I don't want to put them through it.
Call Mel now.
They were very polite.
That sounds great.
In letting us down that Mel doesn't want to talk to us anymore.
But why?
If we just asked for him, he picked up the phone. Couldn't we win him back over?
I think Charlie did that.
It might have been an incident.
I swear,
let's see if you call Mel right now and he picks up the phone.
Anything that happened there other than people enjoying seeing the Batmobile. Neighbors were coming out of their houses.
Somebody was making fun of them about the Batmobile.
Well, someone was just saying that the fire is not coming out of the back.
Well, I asked, can you make the fire come out of the back? I was asking. I wasn't expecting it. And so he was actually going to make fire come out of the deck, and it didn't work.
And then someone piled on. So I've heard.
I don't think the piling on was that heavy. There might have been. I mean, it was nothing like the spongy brakes. I mean, that lived.
Apparently, you can mock the Monkey Mobile all you want.
I guess so.
But when it comes to the Batmobile.
Although he fights the spongy brakes.
Very sad.
Surprised Mickey Dolenz and Mike Nesmith aren't making it coming to this. They're hot now.
They're on tour.
I know, but it could take a couple days to come here. By the way, Bob Page just followed me on Twitter. Hey, Bob.
Yep, he's tweeting a lot.
That's a non sequitur.
A big non sequitur.
I should have read it down. Wrote it down.
Breaking news.
What?
A judge has ordered all of Janelle Evans' children to be taken out of the house.
Oh, boy.
Including the one that the dog nipped at.
That means that a cop has to go to the house.
Yeah, I would not want to draw that short straw.
Did I read something yesterday that they could adopt a dog again?
Yeah. They're not banned.
You hear that?
What?
They can get a dog again.
Why?
Somebody called like the local community, blah, 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 that said, hey, if they were to come in, would you sell them a dog? And they pretty much, they just said, yeah, we can't stop them.
Great.
We can't stop them. They just murdered a dog.
I don't think she's getting a new dog. I just think it's a story someone tried to throw out there just for a headline.
Who is going to? I mean, is there some national registry of dog killers? Probably not.
There should be.
And if he's not charged,
that should be on the application. Have you ever killed a dog? When you fill it out.
And you're right, no, and they give you a dog. There's no national registry.
Can't lie. On the app.
People do all the time. Like when you get a cat, they're like, are you going to have him declawed? And everyone goes, no.
You know, this is one of those people
that bad
things are coming from this person. It's like, I wish there was a group, sort of like, what's the movie where Michael Douglas is the retired judge and they have like 12 judges, what do they call them, the Star Chamber or something? And what they do is when people get off crimes that they know they committed, they have them murdered.
Ooh. Yeah.
They should have like a Star Chamber now that just, because this is what I know. I know David Easton is going to commit crimes. I would just say, put him in jail. And the Star Chamber every month would like, maybe they could pick one person every state. This guy's bullshit. Put him in jail. He's going to commit crimes. We know.
Remember, we've talked about it before. I think we got the idea from Obama's death panels. there needs to be a death panel to decide.
I'm not even going to say David Easton shouldn't be put to death.
Maybe
the Star Chamber should put people to death.
I don't have a problem with it.
I think he's a good candidate.
How easy would that have been for these student murderers like Nicholas Cruz and stuff like that?
Well, yeah,
gets him. It's all over. Okay, why waste money?
Do you know in Denver at that school that got shut up, they said, oh, yeah, we knew it would be those two. If it was going to be anyone, we knew it. They always say that. So why can't the Star Chamber kill these kids? Before I mean, take nominations in schools like that, I'll go, yeah, kill this guy with the long hair hanging over his eyes. He's a dick. and leave it to the Star Chamber. I mean, those are experts. They can determine.
Or maybe to work with the Star Chamber, we can get three precogs to see the crimes before they happen. Then have Tom Cruise go bust them.
I admit this needs some ironing out. It's not a perfect concept yet.
I'll back it. Why not?
It's going to take time. You're going to make mistakes.
The Star Chamber, David Easton would be a perfect candidate for the Star Chamber.
How do people get chosen to be on the Star Chamber, and how do we decide who goes in front of the Star Chamber?
Well, the Star Chamber takes nominations.
Okay.
You know, people that we're certain are going to... Like a guy who's stalking somebody endlessly, but no one can ever do anything
about
that.
Indiana? Yeah.
Yeah, like that guy.
Oh, he's gone.
How about Chadwick? Chadwick would have been a perfect guy.
You got to catch him.
Yeah.
Chadwick would have been perfect for the Star Chamber.
Jussie Smollett could go in front of the Star Chamber. They should decide, no, your career's done.
I don't know how many people he's going to hurt, though.
Well, no, they don't have to put him in jail.
He's killed a dog. He's beaten a girl.
But they don't have to put him in jail, Drew. It's more like the, you know, no more guns for you. For Jussie Smollett, yeah, would be no more working in the entertainment industry.
I like that.
You're ruined. Bye-bye.
I like that.
And for David Easton, it's, you know,
that's why I was
no more guns
about,
for you.
That's why I was telling you about the guy that flashed the OK sign at the Cub game. If, in fact, that was a white supremacist, no more games for you. Get the hell out.
The big problem was they didn't know that.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
No, they didn't even do research.
They didn't even care to find out.
No,
yeah.
they just decided to take a stand because it's a stupid fan.
He's gonna come
shortstop.
He's gonna come out, and I think Brand is right. He is gonna win.
It's funny. He's been
why bother
when he was so quiet at first, because I was like, wait, we're not gonna know who this guy is. He's not gonna say anything. I thought, oh, maybe he is a white supremacist because he hasn't said anything. Right. And then I realized
they won't let him.
But if he comes out and makes himself public,
he's dead.
First of all, he's the doofus making signs behind Doug Glanville, you know, whether he was goofing around or the circle game or whatever he's doing. And then second of all, people are going to go, no, you are a white supremacist. We've already decided. Fuck you. And then he's sort of painted as a... They've already painted him as a white supremacist. If he ever names himself, he is what, you know, what people say that sign is.
I'd love to know who was at the game with him. I would love to know the people he was at the game with.
I don't know. He's sitting in the first
they
row.
They certainly aren't going to come forward.
No, they're not.
Well, they can come forward really in his defense.
I mean, this is just as dumb as the people that screwed up MLK's name. Yeah. And they lost their jobs. And they'll never get hired
or
again.
Or Jeremy Hunt.
They're done. Why didn't they lose their jobs? They said Jeremy Cunt. They obviously wanted to say the word cunt on TV.
Yeah.
Not allowed to flub certain things. Oh, I guess that didn't hurt anyone. Except women.
That was in the UK, though. That's, you know, term of endearment.
Not always.
In the UK, it's not?
I don't know if it's endearment. It's kind of like, you know, hey, bitch.
Yeah.
Did you see poor Tim Conway die today?
Poor Tim Conway.
Yeah.
Dorf?
I don't know if this is
Dorf dead, too?
You gotta be.
What?
He's gotta be.
Nobody can relive the Dorf character.
Dorf? Was Dorf really funny?
Hilarious.
I loved him when I was a kid. Dorf on golf?
Drew, he would get knocked over and pop right back up. He had short little legs.
Who was the Fletch Dorf? Joe the Dorf Dorfman?
Oh, that's
who,
Ken the Dorf
Ken
Dorfman.
The Dorf Dorfman.
Like a Fletch.
Gazelle. Look how hilarious this is, Drew.
Now, what this
his
is...
His legs are really
is
tiny.
A little electrical device.
Drew just rolled his eyes so hard.
A little electrical reminder that if you move your leg to one side like that...
He's got a funny voice, too.
You don't want to say anything about Tim Conway, Drew?
I think it's kind of mistargeted.
Okay.
I think we have a lot of younger listeners who have no fucking idea who he is.
You mean like under 70?
Yeah.
Well, you can mention, you know, he was a comedian.
He's on Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett show
for a long time. I think there's something to be said for targeting and trying to stay within the audience's wheelhouse
as much as possible.
Now, you can't always do that.
Dorf is stupid, but Tim Conway's all right. Right?
He was okay. He was cool. I really think he was funny for a while. Somebody sent me an email today about Tim Conway dying, which is funny, and he was saying, you know, comedians are really funny, and then they're just not funny anymore. And he had a list like Chevy Chase. Yeah. And, you know, they get to be 60, 70, and it is hard
to
maintain.
Harry Davis.
Murray's still funny.
He put Dennis Miller on the list. I think Dennis Miller's still funny. Whenever I hear Dennis Miller doing a bit, it's usually funny. George Carlin was always funny.
Yeah.
Thought he was just
exceptions
that good.
The rule. Yeah.
Rich Little.
It was over so long ago, and he's still performing. I'd love to see the average age at his show.
Little still alive?
Yeah,
he's alive.
Yeah, he's 80.
He's still doing his bits.
Wow.
I think he might have added somebody more current, like maybe Reagan.
Reagan, that's good.
It's probably his most current bit.
That's great.
Hey, Mass, can you do the Scott Kunath ad?
Sure, I'd love to.
Scott got a few calls. I'm really excited about that.
Great, Scott.
Yay. I can read it. I can read it.
Calm. That is what every transaction should be. Whether you're selling your home or buying your first home, it should not be a stressful situation. 26 years of advertising and sales experience, our friend, realtor Scott Cunneth, can say the biggest contribution to stress is the lack of communication. His pledge to you, the podcast audience, is to call you back. in a timely manner, unlike me. If you prefer to text, his thumbs work just fine as well. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying and selling process, unlike me. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it, and his word is his guarantee, just like mine.
Very good.
Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Cunneth of Caldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth or help you find the new one. 248-797-7746. Where, did I hack his name up or something? It's Cunneth, isn't it? Or is it Cunneth?
It's Cunneth.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Scott. Scott the
Thanks
K.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Sorry that I butchered your name. Sorry that I interjected myself.
248-797-7746 or S. Cunneth at CBWM. My basic message to you is keep it simple, keep it calm. However you guys want to work it. I thought about working the drops in there, but I figured it wouldn't be.
I think you're reading an email now.
No, that's a natural flow. You guys do what the hell you want, just like Naz did in this read here. So Scott Cunneth of Caldwell Banker Weir Manual. I just know him as Scott. Scotty the K, he likes to go by.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure this is going to be heard again a couple of different times. So Scott, I love you, man, and I'm sorry. For butchering your last name. Can call me Mazzalway anytime you want.
So since he's not back, I'll bring it up while he's gone.
Sure.
What happened 21 years ago today?
21 years ago, that would be, let's see, it's 19, so that would be 98.
Carry the one.
May of 98. May of 98. Would it be the Preakness?
Was no.
The Preakness run?
You think, come on. You think I'd bring up an anniversary of some of a murder of a horse?
Oh, the
I'm sure a horse was murdered that day.
1998, May.
He's back. Never mind. Forget it.
Okay. What was it?
No, I can't tell you. Drew's back.
What?
What happened?
I would have thought you would have brought this up in the first 5 minutes.
Wait.
21 years ago
Sinatra
today.
Die?
Huh?
Sinatra die?
No.
You know, Sinatra died 20 years ago.
Somebody else died,
right?
It was
the finale of...
I know.
Wait, did Friends end 15 years ago today?
Not Friends.
A couple days ago?
Might have been Friends.
Cheers? Seinfeld.
21 years ago, Seinfeld.
Are you kidding?
No. I would have thought you would have retweeted that.
Be damned.
A website has ranked the 64 best characters from Seinfeld. I'll send it to you so we don't bore people.
Wow.
On the podcast, but
I wonder how many people actually do watch that are podcast listeners.
Seinfeld, I think a lot more than you realize.
That's good.
I mean, there's a lot of references to it.
That's so great.
Let's see what you have liked and commented on Twitter recently.
Oh, you're on my page.
Let's see, 2 hours ago. Did we start 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
No, we started an hour and 45 minutes ago.
So right before we started, Tom commented on a tweet from... on a comment on your tweet. You tweeted 4 hours ago, right there, Poco Lennon, a picture of Howard Gosell.
Yes, I sent that to Drew.
Yeah, and then...
That was cool. I never knew they hung out outside of that one Monday Night Football game at halftime.
So Tom captioned the tweet... right there, and then Pete Spivak wrote, caption that one, Tommy, and you wrote again, right there.
That's it. That was my caption.
But you already did that.
I know, but Pete missed it. I'm not going to come up with another caption. Well, that's my caption.
Did you have to comment on it?
Well, yeah, he asked me. He asked me for it.
And then you tweeted out Pro Football Journal, and you wrote, great stuff. Give me back my 70s.
Yeah, take a look at that.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
These are the pictures I sent you of in Philadelphia.
Yeah, of Live Aid
at JFK. Right next to it is a Spectrum.
Right there.
And right next to it is the brand new sparkling Veterans Memorial Stadium. Right there. Franklin Field.
Veterans Stadium new in 85?
What, that was Live Aid?
Yeah, 85.
Oh, I thought it was in the 70s. I thought it was in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
When was Live Aid?
1985.
Okay.
Got Aid.
Shows you what I know.
And then
I didn't realize JFK Stadium was used back then.
Oh, my God. This might be the dumbest one.
Oh, no.
Somebody wished happy birthday to Susie Colbert.
Yeah.
And Tom just wrote, one of the best.
One of the best?
She is.
Were you tweeting at her?
No. Yeah. No, you
are tweeting at her.
Not her. I was tweeting at Bill Hoffmeyer.
Could you please,
and her.
Okay, I want you to name one thing Susie Colbert's done that was really outstanding.
I like the way she hosts the shows, all the
NFL
something
shows. Specific she did in the show.
I like the Joe Namath interview.
Namath interview. Yeah. He has to kiss her.
I know, but she was a pro with it. She didn't embarrass.
She kept talking to him when he was bombed.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now?
It's bombed out of his mind. Get him off.
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Oh my God!
I want to kiss you.
Joe's got a book out.
Yeah, that's a huge compliment.
Joe's got a book out. You want to talk to him?
I'd love to talk to Joe.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Book it. He might be loaded with cliches, but I'll give it a shot.
All right. We're going to go for it.
Fun Susie Colbert fact. She was the quarterback of her high school football team.
Was she?
As a female.
Hey, look. I really like her. Mm-hmm.
I really think her dad was a coach. And
Hey, look.
She's okay.
I'm the first guy to tell you.
I don't know if she's one of the best.
I just want to know something she's done because I've missed it.
I met one of the best sideline reporters at that point, and now she's a good host.
Just tell me something she reported on that was she gave a great report on.
I enjoyed her Sunday night football games, with the big trio of ESPN.
No, you're not saying anything specific. I want one thing she did.
I remember
one thing.
The Joe Namath game was really good. That comes to mind.
Joe Namath game.
What?
One of the best. Who else is one of the best? Well,
can I say what I fills as good as any man? What I meant was one of the best women out there in sports.
Okay, who else would join her as one of the best?
I like. Let me think. Who do I like on the sidelines? I like Pam Oliver. She's pretty good.
Tell me Pam Oliver's good.
Yeah, she
tell me something Pam Oliver did.
I don't like Erin. I do not like her.
Who's been talking about you?
That's my Erin Anderson.
Who does the games with Romo and Nance?
Romo.
I like her. The Michigan girl.
Oh, Tracy Wolfson.
I like Wolfson.
Tell me one thing she's done that you thought was outstanding.
Well, she's good with Jim Nance and them.
No, I mean one specific thing during game when you oh my God, that was great.
The interview with Beeline. One of the interviews with Beeline.
What did she get out of Beeline?
Out of your ass right now.
remember when she was talking to Beeline game?
I don't.
I got one for you. How about Michelle Tafoya when she poured the beer on the fans that were
I'm not a fan.
Passing her?
I'm not a huge fan of hers, but she's not bad. I'm not a huge fan. I don't like that whole broadcast.
Doris Burke.
As you know. Doris Burke is okay. She's over-enunciates her words and stuff like that. I'm not a big fan on over-enunciating your words.
Hannah Storm.
Anna Storm was okay, very pretty. I like her. I hate that she got burned in that barbecue accident.
Very pretty, huh?
What happened to her?
She remembered her barbecue blew up.
Went right over her head. Yeah, that was nasty.
She burned herself.
Is she okay?
Burned her arms.
She survived, but she had
really.
Yeah, she had.
I didn't even know that.
Barbecue with this dude.
I feel like I'm living it right now.
She's solid.
Is this audio from the incident?
Yeah,
could be.
Actually, there's two of them. Here was before the incident.
Okay.
You should see my fucking cookouts, man. When I was back in Seattle, I had the goddamn Spoon Man from the Soundgarden videos coming to my shit. I'm talking six grills burning at all times, tiki torches, three whole pigs, fucking shitloads of macaroni and cheeses, baked potatoes, collard greens, a horse, fucking Puerto Rican chicks showing their pussies and tits off everywhere. They were amazing.
So then the incident happened, and then the local news went down there, and they asked the neighbor what happened. And
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, so it was messed up.
Yeah.
How many likes and retweets and comments do you think Tom's one of the best?
I wouldn't think any.
I'm going to guess two likes.
I wouldn't think any.
No retweets.
I'm going to go with none.
I'm gonna go
maybe
Tom.
A couple comments.
None.
Zero.
Zero.
Across the board.
Zero.
Same with
I
your...
I don't do things to get likes. I like things because I like them.
Same with...
So you did that for yourself.
For myself.
Because Twitter is for sharing.
I understand.
Social media.
Here's the deal.
A zero is a zero.
How many tweets?
I totally get it.
How many comments?
I get a lot of Fs.
How many comments, likes, and retweets do you think Bucko Bruce Forever got, which was a comment on a picture of the old Buccaneers mascot?
I'm going to go with maybe one like.
I'm going to take two likes again.
No,
and
no
two comments.
Nothing, no comments, one like.
Brandon?
I'm going to say zero. Zilch.
Zero, across the board.
But I'm not going to be that upset about you, Tom. I there's plenty of times where I respond to people or something, and I don't get any likes.
Thanks, Bill.
I don't get that upset about
you. No.
I'm like a little girl looking for
likes. Why don't
you give out
your Twitter addresses, by the way, since you're talking? I mean,
Team Mazaway is my Twitter handle. Me and Drew are in a battle right now to get to 11,500.
I mean, I hit 11,500.
What did you say?
You hit it?
I'm over it.
Oh, God.
What did you say your handle was?
Team Mazaway.
Oh, it's not.
It isn't?
No.
Is it Tommy Maz?
Tom Mazaway.
Oh, at Tom Mazaway. Shows you what I know.
Producer, how do you...
Better than mine.
It's the worst address ever possible.
Oh, I love his address.
I'm sorry.
I always find him easy. When I just put in pro, he pops up.
Thank you, Tom. So yeah, it is pro underscore D.
Just put in pro, and Brandon's going to pop up.
I know, it's dumb.
Why don't you talk over it when he throws it out
there? Yeah, you do that again, I'm just going to
talk over again.
Do we have a serious issue, Shalathan?
Okay.
So... I've got a lot of Twitter activity lately because of the passing of Little Bill.
Aw.
and I actually had a 230 new followers.
Oh, wow.
Just look from Bill.
Well, so it's Bill's brought you joy.
Are you trying to say this is one of the best things that happened to your Twitter account?
Look at him. Look
just
at
like
picture.
Rock Hudson getting AIDS.
Look at his picture. Rock Hudson and
it
Doris
did
Day.
Affect his legacy. We know him a lot better than we would.
This affected Brandon's Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Breaking news. I'm going to just make this Red Shovel breaking news because I like the intro.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Terry Bradshaw has apologized for an offensive remark he made about Ken Jeong.
Can I ask you the question about this?
Yes.
What exactly was offensive? Which part of it?
Who made him apologize?
I know.
Fox?
This is just going to take me back to the Cubs, and I'm going to get pissed all over again.
Well, I mean, there's something offensive in there. I just don't know what part.
Okay. When speaking Monday about his time on The Masked Singer.
This was at the Fox Upfronts, which is where they're talking to advertisers.
He wasn't on for very long because he got eliminated in week two or something.
It's not a public event where he said this at. No. So someone narked him out.
Bradshaw said at the Fox Upfront he was kicked off by Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke's dead.
Dead. He's been dead for a long time.
He's not apologizing for that.
I think he means Robin Thicke.
Yes.
Which he should apologize.
He's not apologizing for that yet. He was kicked off by Alan Thicke and the little short guy from Japan.
Oh, my God.
Meaning Ken Jeong.
Is it because he's short?
Or is he not from Japan?
Because he's short and from Japan.
Is he from Japan?
It's suggesting that he thinks Asian people are short.
Well, I don't think he's Japanese, first of all. I think he's Korean.
That's what I mean.
And
I
he's from Detroit. So I think that was the other issue.
Yeah, he's of Korean descent. He's from Detroit.
This is Terry Bradshaw.
Is the fact that he said the little short guy?
That's what I'm wondering. Which part?
I don't know. They make it sound like it's because he called him Japanese and he's from Korea.
Oh, please. I think the fact,
Korean descent. I'm sorry.
I think the fact that he said Alan.
By the way, how
Alan
many.
Thicke helps him.
It does just distract. I know. How many people knew Ken Jeong was Korean? Who knew that?
I don't even try.
Do you have any idea? No. Where would you have guessed he was from? Or of what descent?
Asian descent.
I'd just say Asian.
Asian.
Yeah. I would say Asian.
But if you were to pick, it would probably be Korean based on the name, because Japanese is like, Ichiro Suzuki.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
And Po Lee Fook.
That's more Chinese.
Bang Ding Ao.
And
Wee Too Low.
And of course,
Captain Sum Ting Wong.
Are they all
that
Japanese
could be Korean.
Or Korean?
Sum Ting
Wong. If you say an American,
Koreans could be, yeah.
If Korean. You said Neil Young is from the U.S., would he get an apology?
I don't think so.
Of course not.
Why?
It shouldn't be
what's
an apology.
What's the difference?
Drew, it shouldn't be an apology anyways. He messed
what if
up.
He called
no,
a
no,
little...
What's the difference? Explain the difference to me. Someone explain the difference.
Because we're supposed to know the different ethnicities of everyone Asian, apparently.
But Canada, Canada's different than the U.S.
Why did he apologize?
What I want to know is Ken Jeong mad?
No.
Then no one
Ken
else should be mad.
Ken Jeong has an incredible sense of humor. I would bet my life Ken Jeong
he'll
is
probably
not
make this
mad.
Part of his act.
I made an insensitive remark today about Ken, who I've known for some time. I've spoken to him about the importance of cultural respect and apologize for my offensive comments.
Yeah, that sounds like Terry Bradshaw speaking.
I would like to also apologize to the Asian American community for my insensitivity. No, what is he supposed to do? Just stop the comment and not mention him at all because I can't, I'm not sure if he's from Japan or Korea or China. I don't know.
Did he apologize to all dead people for resurrecting Alan Thicke?
Isn't it clear that he
Canadians?
Yes. Isn't it clear that he couldn't pull up Ken Jeong's name?
Yeah. Of course. How many people could?
This is so stupid.
It's very dumb.
It's stuff like this.
Bradshaw's got CTE for crying out loud. Leave the guy alone.
This is the kind of dumb shit that got Trump elected.
Yep.
This stupid shit.
Yep.
And it is stupid.
It is so
it's
stupid.
Really dumb.
Yep.
It's Terry Bradshaw. He wouldn't hurt a fly.
But in reverse, Terry.
Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah, he calls himself
an
idiot.
No, I know. Yeah. That's what I mean. It kind of helps.
What are you doing, Terry?
He's just a dumb country bumpkin.
It's not like he slurred it.
You know,
a slur out there.
It takes me back to the Cubs because I thought of one more
the
thing.
Cubs that, again.
If that was very funny. I know. I really don't want to talk about the Cubs anymore, possibly ever. I was reading about this whole string about people who were saying, when do these white supremacists make this sign? I've never really seen this. And somebody brought up the guy in Australia. And people were like, yeah, and what else? And people were kind of, never, you know, and a lot of people said, I didn't even know it meant that. I had no idea. And then someone, of course, comes in and says, it's a troll thing, 4chan, and blah, blah, blah. And so then people are like, oh my God, how stupid. Anyway, so I go on to the story. I start reading stories about it just to see, does anyone identify the guy? You know, and of course, no one has. Anyway, I noticed in two stories they said, national pundits are reluctant to take sides in this. And then they quoted, though, they said, Nancy Armour feels the Cubs did the right thing. And then they mentioned the other guy who was on.
Will Cain.
Mm-hmm. Will Cain, saying that he thought the guy was referring to the circle game, and they didn't really get specific about the game. But it's like, really? So Nancy Armour, by saying she's the only person, and she gets mentioned in multiple stories. I just thought it was so, the whole thing is just, the stupidity never ends. And by the way, Nancy Armour, the Cubs didn't have any choice. Oh, of course they had a choice.
Tons of choice.
They can do what they think is right.
I understand why they did it. I don't agree with it, but I understand it.
Are people going to boycott the games because the Cubs decided to investigate the guy and find out he was playing a dumb game?
You know what I was thinking about yesterday's? Would you think the Tigers would pull the tickets from the guy that wouldn't give the ball back since he shit all over the Ilitches and the Tigers?
No, they get that a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a very public forum in which this guy did it.
You know, it's funny. I first read that story, you know, and I tweeted the guy out who's like, they treated me like a bag of garbage. Yeah. They said if I left the park, my ball would be authenticated and be worth nothing. So, of course, he left the park. He's like, fuck you.
Right.
And I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool.
But then he didn't want to be he didn't want to be bothered at that point.
But then when it goes into this long story about Anne Frank and all this other stuff, I'm like, oh, boy.
I think he's just busting balls. I think he was just fooling around. I really believe that.
I think he took himself a little too seriously.
He's so deep.
And stuffing money in the pockets of ushers and, you know, all that. It's like, oh, boy, whatever. Anyway, and the thing with Kyle Bogey,
Bogey responded? Has he broke his silence?
I'm not sure he has broken his silence. Maybe I'll ask his girlfriend at LA Fitness. Was Kyle Bogey defending the Ilitches? Is that what happened?
Oh,
is that why the guy was mad?
I don't think he was. I mean, I don't know. I didn't hear it, but it didn't sound like he was defending the Ilitches as more as he was ragging on this guy, thinking that he wanted just more money. That's how I took it, but I only have that guy's side of the story.
And if you listen to Kyle, he likes to fire people up. Yeah. He's
a rabble rouser. He's a Valeni type guy. Valeni
gets people fired up and angry. That's kind of his, you know, shtick.
It's his M.O. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
That's sports radio.
Like my neighbor Marcus, he tells me, "Oh God, I hate Kyle Bogey," but he listens to him all.
Did you see how Valeni was trending yesterday because of his Beeline comments?
Yeah, what did he say about John Beeline?
Brandon, go ahead.
He said something along the lines that Beeline can't exist at Michigan because of Jim Harbaugh, so he had to leave because Jim Harbaugh.
Because everything's Jim Harbaugh.
He's more successful than Jim Harbaugh.
By a mile, yeah.
I got a take on that real quick.
Is this a hot take?
Don't make it too sportsy.
It's a hot take. It is sportsy, but it's a hot take.
Hot take.
I think that they're going to hire Tom Crean, Jim Harbaugh's brother-in-law.
Oh, no way.
I just wanted to throw it out there.
Failure.
Well, he failed at Georgia last year. It's his first year.
Failure.
He has 20 games under .500 in the
asshole.
Big Ten.
He's a failure,
I get it. I just threw it out there. I think no one was talking about it, so I figured I'd bring it up.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I wouldn't be too surprised if it happened. I'd be pissed.
I'm telling you.
Be surprised.
Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked.
I'll be shocked.
If Harbaugh's brother-in-law is the basketball
I'll be
coach.
Totally shocked.
Now, when Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted this out, Tom responded to his tweet and just wrote, "Damn it!"
What did he tweet?
Well, just that Beeline agreed to the 5-year deal, and Tom wrote, "Damn it!"
Well, you
exclamation point. Care to guess how many likes, retweets, and comments?
0, 0, 0.
That's okay. Maybe one.
You got one like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's good.
Now, when Byron...
11,000 followers, only one person. When you got nobody in one liking your tweets, I think you should think about your Twitter strategy.
Not really. I don't have strategy.
Now, when Byron King broke the important news that Luis Saez was suspended 15 racing days for his Kentucky Derby ride on disqualified maximum security, which everybody was waiting to hear about, Tom responded with, "That's horse poop emoji." How many likes, retweets, and comments did that win?
I think you got three likes.
I don't think I like this game.
You say three, Brandon.
Good one.
That's horse poop emoji.
I think three likes.
I got at least one.
Zero.
I think it might be a comment.
I'm going with zero.
One.
Seven.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Emoji, Tom. It's the emoji.
Yes.
I was so pumped when you said
yes.
That.
That puts me on the map, man.
No, when you comment map. When you comment on Drew's tweets, you do a lot better. So.
Thank you. I'll stick to Drew's. Hey, by the way, I got my swimsuit edition in the mail.
Oh, yeah? Did
yeah.
you bring it in?
As nobody cares about the swimsuit edition.
Did you bring it in?
I didn't bring
the
it in.
The bikini chick was the only remotely interesting.
What cover
Tyra
did you get?
Banks looked nice.
I got the shitty cover.
You got what one's that?
The soccer player?
Yeah, I got
Alex Morgan.
Boring. She's hot. She's cute.
She's cute, but she's not pretty. Showing anything.
It's just the cover. Open up the
stuff.
Damn magazine.
I know. Tyra Banks is what I want to see.
Go on the internet if you want to see stuff.
Tyra Banks is fucking amazing.
I can't believe beautiful. They still Jesus put this Christ. Thing out. Well, it's a magazine.
As long as people talk about it, they're going to put it
out. Now, ask me if I've opened it.
Have you opened it?
I have not. I looked at it online. I looked at it on my phone. Because, you know, you get the digital Sports Illustrated.
Is Kathy upset that it arrives in the house? Or should
no.
not care? Oh, okay.
You know what I did get? The Lane Bryant catalog out of my neighbor's mailbox. Thank you
hot.
Very much.
Yep. That was
man, do you have
hot.
Today in soft rock?
I do.
Okay. We better get moving.
Well, you got to get going. You going
well,
somewhere?
I got that 5/8
got a clock? Aren't you in a clock?
No, we're not in a rush. But I mean, I don't want it to go on forever.
I get it. Having a good time.
Just make sure you talk over your intro with him.
Yeah.
I know. Well, you guys, that's all right. Shout out to Matt Jennings. Thank you, my producer, for putting this together for me.
Oh, he's producer. A producer. Yes. Wow.
Okay, this
that's a
day
great position.
This day in soft rock, May 15th.
How about you,
sweetheart? 1618, we're going to go back to. In 1618.
No, we're not. Next.
Was there soft rock in 1618?
It's Johann Kepler discovers his harmonics law. You know Johann Kepler?
I don't.
Well, at that moment, an inspired 25-year-old Keith Richards wanted to play a guitar.
Oh, I get it. Keith's
yeah,
old.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah, okay. Wow, I didn't know he's that old.
I thought it was good.
That's crazy.
I wanted Matt to get props there. I thought okay. it was funny. All right. In reality, we'll start in 1957. Elvis Presley, the king, he inhaled a cap from one of his teeth.
Really?
He inhaled it.
I didn't know that.
He had to be taken to an L.A. hospital to have it removed from his lung. Did you know that, Drew?
No, I did not know
yeah,
that.
He sucked in a cap.
Fascinating.
During surgery, doctors found a tooth cap, but that wasn't all. Among the lung, they also found 6 microphone windscreens, 3 prescription bottle caps, and the eye of Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh!
This is a lucky time.
That was good.
When he gets out of the hospital, he's still going to need a speech therapist.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right, we go to 19...
I don't want to be disturbed unless it's an emergency.
No, let's go to 1971.
This doctor sounds just like him. That's
Isn't
weird.
That something?
Just have a seat in the waiting room. I'll be with you in a minute.
Okay, thanks, Elvis. In 71, 2 short films by the great John Lennon were shown at the Cannes Film Festival. You remember that in France?
I do.
One of the films was called Erection, a 20-minute film
Somebody
that starred Lennon and Yoko Ono. The other film Lennon made starred Yoko and Yoko only.
Jeez, I got a little chub.
They called it Flaccid.
Have you ever heard of those, Drew?
Hey.
I don't know.
Oh, honey, careful. You're boner.
I think one of the movies was a fly going down a body.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's the whole movie.
How deep?
I know.
Oh, man.
All right, we go to 74 now. Bill Wyman of the Stones, Rolling Stones,
hey.
Released his first
yeah.
solo album. You remember the name of it?
I don't.
Monkey Grip.
Really?
It was the first solo effort by a member of the Rolling Stones. It was ranked on the Billboard charts between Nice Try and Who Gives an F.
Hey!
Okay, here's one I think you'll really like.
Good.
Oh, yeah, sell it that way.
I do. Maybe give me the intro again. Maybe that'll get it going. What do you think? Okay, we'll hold off on that maybe for the next one.
Well, Matt does all the writing.
No, just break it up a little.
Tom just reads what happened this week
in soft rock
and other genres of music.
This is definitely in there. Later that day, that same day we were talking about, the Lennon happened, Frank Zappa and his wife Gail, they announced the birth of their third child, a boy named Ahmed Rodan Zappa. Did you know that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They named him after a legendary music executive, Ahmed Erdogan, and his middle Erdogan. Name, yeah, whatever,
yeah.
and his middle name came from a Japanese monster movie. Their other children are named Diva, Mothra, Godzilla, Moon, Terra, Zot, Hellraiser, and Dweezil, Phil Spector, Shoot Shoot.
I thought Elliot Rodger would like that. He usually laughs.
There you go.
That's soft rock jokes. There he is.
I like that.
He likes to laugh when no one else is because he's that serious.
Well, let's go to 1995. Scott Weiland was arrested for trying to buy drugs in a motel parking lot.
What?
You didn't know that?
No, I knew that.
I remember this.
The defeated STP frontman was led to the patrol car, realizing he could have avoided this whole mess if he had just asked Dr. Sting to write him a prescription.
Hey!
I was supposed to read something prior to the joke.
I blew the joke.
I don't get that. Yeah,
I blew the joke.
Dr. Sting, as in Sting.
Yeah, but yes. I was supposed to read in 1994 at Berklee College of Music in Boston. Sting received an honorary doctorate.
Okay.
And
I
then
see.
Follow it up by Scott
nice
Weiland.
Setup.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Wow, that's really bad.
That's too bad, because that joke had a lot of legs to it.
It did. We're down to the last two. By the way, okay?
Okay.
Maybe another intro one more time? Or there you
well,
go.
I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell us what happened today in soft rock.
All right. We go to 1998. Sonny and Cher received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
All right.
Which was positioned under a light. So at night, the star would light up as a way to signify Cher's beauty.
Wow.
It also blinded people, so when they slammed it to the lamppost, it would remind them of
Sonny. Hey, that's not bad. That's a good one. That's a solid joke.
Oh, boy.
That's a good one, Matt.
That must have taken some time.
He's good. I'll tell you, this guy is really going places. There's no question. And finally,
he had someone better to deliver him.
I know. But we know that. Our last one of the week, and we go to 1982. We did go backwards there.
Why?
We went backwards.
What?
I don't know why we went backwards.
I'm confused on the chronology.
I think he threw this one in late.
Okay.
Drew's rubbing his head here. Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney started a 7-week run at number one on the U.S. singles with
Ebony and Ivory, one of his worst singles ever.
Well, the song gave McCartney his 24th U.S. number one as a songwriter. Do you know this?
I want to say it was more than that, but okay.
Well, that's what I can't help it that my producer told me it was the 24th one. All right, if you have a problem with it, you talk to my producer.
No, with his name and
yeah,
I get it. Okay.
Well, and also that same day, Paul successfully pulled the prank of the century.
What?
To this day, it's still the best. To this day,
I didn't even know about this part.
Stevie Wonder still thinks he's white.
Hey. He thinks he's Ivory.
Ivory.
I see.
He still thinks he's ivory.
Oh, how cool. So he thinks Paul's black, I guess.
He does.
Really? Wow. You want to do your non sequiturs over the outro?
Of course. Of course. Of course. It's been fun. Had a good time. Yeah.
Cool. Like, I know. It's unusual. Usually around now, you're ready to be done.
You think?
Yeah. You seem like you about 75 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's it? That's
my
best? Well, I just tell you. I got to, you know.
Seem like you're looking at your watch and your phone and
stuff.
Well,
you had some good, great stories today. I enjoyed them.
I see.
Real quick, Tom's Old Days tweeted out, Old Days JoJo White defends Dee Memminger during the 72 Celtics-Knicks game at Madison Square Garden, to which Tom replied, Now those were some battles.
Dean Memminger is like 5'2".
Comments, likes, and retweets, guess?
Zero.
I got at least two.
Zero.
I'm going to say four.
One.
Zero.
One. Okay. No comments?
You remember the Knicks Celtics of the 70s? That was a death matches.
Yeah, those were some battles.
I was more into the Knicks Lakers in the finals.
Okay. But to get to the Lakers, they had to beat the Celtics.
Did they beat the Lakers both times in the finals?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Poor Jerry West.
Someone wrote Heaven Birthday, Pat Summerall. Old Purple Ants, Pat Summerall. They wished him Heaven Birthday, which.
Heaven Birthday.
I've never heard someone say Heaven Birthday.
What?
And then Tom responded with, My guy, angel emoji, microphone emoji, hashtag second to none. That got two likes and one comment, to which someone wrote, What about H. Cosell? To which Tom replied, He wasn't a play-by-play guy! You know, nowhere in there...
Except in boxing.
Nowhere in there did it say that it was just play-by-play guys. That got one like, probably from the guy that you yelled at.
I did. I didn't mean that.
Tom, can you remember one classic call?
Oh, yeah, Summerall from Cosell?
No, Summerall. Summerall's best call.
Oh, the Cotton Ball, when they brought him back before he, like 2 days before he died. That whole game is phenomenal.
That was a good game. It was good. It was a good call.
That's the game I remember him best for because he said stuff that was crazy.
I just liked Pat. I just liked how simple it was. It's Emmitt Smith. He's got the corner. He's gone.
He'll always have Gabriel.
Touchdown.
I just don't remember the one call where I go, oh, my God, that call was fantastic.
Barry Sanders. Oh, look at him go. Barry Sanders all the way. Touchdown, see, Lions.
You can do that.
Yeah, but that was Pat Summerall.
Nickname ought to be a lot of me.
The voice of God.
Okay. The voice of God.
All right, Brandon, hit the outro.
You didn't like Summerall?
He's okay.
All right. Who was your guy?
Whoever was doing the game we were watching.
Probably. Play by play.
Like Keith Jackson.
You know, I always enjoyed John Madden. I like John Madden. Yeah. He was goofy and.
He wasn't play by play.
He's not play by play. Exactly. Thank you, Mark. He was in the booth with Summerall.
I do like Jack Buck. He's
Jack
okay.
Buck was great. One of my tops.
I like Charlie Jones.
Hank.
The big voice, Charlie Jones.
Charlie Jones. Always,
huge
always with the
voice.
Orange Bowl.
Mr. Keith Jackson.
Keith was okay.
Let me just get a couple of quickies in here for
okay.
you.
Great,
that's
cool.
Dennis Rodman's birthday. Happy birthday to Rodman. I know
okay.
he was
yeah,
in a little trouble
recently.
A couple
yeah.
days ago.
He says he didn't do anything.
He
wrong.
Needs to be picked up a little. The Preak, this is coming up on Saturday. The second jewel of the Triple Crown.
Okay.
Dennis right. Rodman's birthday was yesterday.
It was? Okay. Oh. Well, how about Frank Sinatra? He died 20 years ago today.
Oh, I thought I said that earlier.
It was. But
oh, no, it wasn't.
It
that was something else. That's right.
Hey, Iowa. Iowa's the 11th state to legalize gambling today. Michigan still has not legalized gambling.
Indiana did not that long ago.
What the hell? What the hell are they waiting on here in Michigan?
I don't know.
What are they waiting on?
We're losing population. Why can't we gain gambling?
Right. And that Raptors Sixers game the other night when Kawhi Leonard hit that shot. Did you see the pictures from that? With the
I saw you commented on one of them
pictures
too on Twitter.
Just amazing, amazing.
You commented,
pictures.
"What a shot!" And it got one like.
Hey, quick shout out to the. They're in D.C. today.
What?
They're Brian? Visiting our friend Mark. You know Mark from our buddy Mark from Chicago?
It's not. Oh, Mark. Mark.
Mark. Mark.
What are they doing with Mark?
They're out in D.C.
Shame we had to bleep it.
He's chaperoning.
He's chaperoning.
Hey, guys, it's new on the Gay Channel.
What is that?
Yeah, he just throws a lob up there. Oh, geez, that was a terrible lob. There's Sammy right there, helmet to helmet.
It's Monday Night Gay Preview.
So he's getting up, and then he's going to ride him. You see him? He's square on him. And watch what happens. It's right again is going to come on him, and he's going to see it this time and get rid of it quickly.
Gay orgy competitions are always intense, but these homos really pump it up a notch on Monday nights because they know the entire Packer populace is watching.
The only thing, it went right through his hands and hit him in the face. He better get something stuck up in there.
You know, the action's getting really hot when your hosts, the M&M boys, get into the act.
Well, there's a two-man booth, and then there's a three-man booth.
Preview looks like it's gonna overheat. Even the coaches are going homo.
Just looks like a guy that is very, very anxious to please Bill Parcells.
Order today if you want to see the beefiest guy doing the gayest stuff, like DP.
John, that's the two-headed monster they have going right now.
I think Tatum Bell has a little more of Clinton Portis in him than he does either Mike Anderson or Ron Dane.
Man, is this gay or what?
He has a lot of hair.
Yes, he does.
Just dial 1-800-HEY-CUTIE today for Monday Night Gay Preview.
So, you know, we always talked about how chiseled he is and you know, very few guys. I mean, he looks like an Adonis. I mean, and he loves to show it off, too.
It is so gay!